Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. The final day of August 2009. It is Monday, the 31st day of August. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Have a surprise guest coming up in the last hour of the radio broadcast today. We'll tell you about a little bit later in the show. We are also going to have open phones today on any news item, any issue, any story that you wish to discuss. We have a town hall meeting going on in Fairfax, Virginia, and out in the crowd outside, you have a public school security guard come over and say, "You're allowed to have pro-Obama signs, but you can't have a sign against Obama. I will arrest you." And the fellow says, "Well, I thought this is America." And he says, "It's not America anymore." What an archetypal statement. We're actually working on getting the fellow that shot that video up. It was the iconic Obama as the Joker image that, by the way, made the front page of the Metro and State of the Toronto Star yesterday. Some of our great listeners made copies of it and got it up all over the city. In fact, I've gotten emails and calls, and the news reporter told me the same thing, that there isn't really a street in Toronto that doesn't have it up with Infowars.com on it. It was also in North Texas News, and they show video of the posters up and say it says antiwar.com, and on the video it says Infowars.com. I guess that's just the mainstream media can't get anything right, but maybe they did that on purpose, thinking, well, we won't plug this guy's site. Also, big cover story in the Metro section of the Orlando Sentinel has a photo of the Obama Joker with Infowars.com. It says, "State attorney decides against felony charges in Obama Joker poster case." They decided not to charge the teenager, this high school junior we've had on, because they know if they charge him, it's going to blow up in their face, and 1,000 times the posters are going to be put up. All the attempts at censorship. Flickr with fake, it's now come out that Flickr was given fake takedown orders, copyright violation orders, by some politicos to take the image down off Flickr. And we're now getting behind the scenes threats. I'm tempted to go public with it, and fake orders were being sent. And I just, you know, I'm making films, I'm doing a radio show. I really don't have time to punish these people. But at a certain point, I've got to go after somebody for civil rights racketeering, for all the attempts to censor this radio show. I mean, these dumb bastards that always come up and mess with us have no idea we could just crush them if we wanted to expend the energy on it. But we've got so much going on, we don't. But if anybody causes me any problems with this crap, you can beat the rap, maybe. I doubt it. But you will not beat the ride, you little bastards. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, big radio show lined up. You know, maybe I'll go ahead and tell you who the special guest is in the next segment. We'll go ahead and tell you about that and a lot more coming up, actually, at the bottom of this hour, who the special guest will be, actually, for 2 hours today. And then I've got all this other insane news on the economy and the police state and the federal takeover of all private sector computers. And then I forgot to cover last week that story about the feds have a bill introduced to federally inspect your garage sales and your eBay sales. So we'll cover that. I mean, it's just total takeover of every level. And then I confirmed, without any fanfare, the Houston airport, George W. Bush Airport, George H.W. Bush Airport, has put in the naked body scanners.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
one 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air today, and we're going to again have wide-open phones. I would like to hear from listeners and continue the discussion about the attack on free speech in this country. It doesn't matter what politician or political parties in power in this country, they continue to erode our liberties and our freedoms and our free speech at an exponential rate. And then the party out of power always poses as if it's the party for liberty, and the party in power attacks the freedom. But on every key vote, the Republicans or the Democrats will backstab when they're posing as the party of liberty, which is out of power, and go along with it. Whether it's the banker takeover bill or whether it's the Patriot Act or wars or any of this, they are bought and paid for. They are political prostitutes. And you now have this diversity chief at the FCC on video. We're going to play this coming up later. It's posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He is up there saying openly that they are going to set up Hugo Chavez style, quote, diversity, controlling the media, controlling the internet, controlling talk radio, that they want taxes on top of all this. And as the test case, they're going after people they know are polarizing figures and unpopular with large swaths of the population. Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And they're mixing me now in all the big media matters, George Soros, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation funded. That's openly who funds those. They're mixing me in because they're actually threatened by my listeners who are politically active and by the Obama deception. 5 months in, 6 months in, still the number one viral film on the web. It's only picking up steam. They're threatened by the ideas we have of putting up the Obama Infowars.com Joker posters. That's really shaking them up. And now we have a new contest, and we've been sent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of poster entries. Folks, that isn't the contest. Read the rules. And I'm just frustrated because there's so many great posters. The contest is to make the poster and videotape yourself posting them in legal, lawful commons areas in your towns and cities or your universities, bulletin boards, you name it, and then videotaping it and putting it on YouTube like the last contest. That's what goes viral and then gives other people the idea to do it. That's the whole point of it. And in this new contest, everybody's still putting up the Obama Joker posters, and that's great. Intensify that. But in the new $1,000 first place, $500 second place, $200 third place, in the new contest that ends Friday, you have to post the new poster of any issue, police brutality, fluoride in the water, the flu shot and concerns over that, whatever issue it is, anti-war, whatever. It could be showing Obama as a fraud, showing Obama as a ghoul, showing Obama as Hitler. I don't care. 50% of it will be judged on the best poster. The other 50%, when I'm judging this, me, I'm the judge. I do take some of the feedback from people in my office. Will be whoever posted the best and makes the best video of posting it. That is the contest. And the reason this new contest is whatever you want to make it, because it just doesn't need to be about this Obama Joker situation. It's about you having a First Amendment and free speech and seeing the power of the people putting up different posters. And then whoever wins the contest, I'm going to take that image, and I'm just going to let you know now, and have another contest for whoever can put up the most of that poster. And it may be as much as $10,000 in the next one, but that's going to be announced in the future. So let me just let you in on it. Whoever makes the best video and posts the best posters, again, makes a new poster of whatever political image you want. I want to see the true diversity of ideas out there and the true First Amendment in action. And then the other part of the contest is whoever makes the best video of it. That's what's going to be judged. The best video of posting it. And that's in the rules, but no one seems to understand that. So that is the contest. And, they don't like this Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order poster, Obama fascism poster. Notice the media loves to only give the Obama socialist Joker issue the attention because that ends up generating the left-right paradigm fight when Obama is really not a socialist. When Newsweek tells you we're all socialists now and shows two hands, the left and right shaking hands, the red states, the blue states, That's so they can divide you and play you off against each other. And yes, they socialize the risk and privatize the profit. That part's true. But you know, you get into socialist, fascist, all these different terms. It's command and control. In fact, how about an Obama poster? In fact, I'm asking Janae, our great graphics lady, to make a new Obama Joker just for us. We're going to make a new T-shirt. And it's going to be our image of him as a Joker. But I want one with him with a big smile, like the George Bush variant she made, with big sharp teeth. And I want it to say, tyrant. And that announced, I already thought about doing this, but I'm going to do it now. We've got 500 or so left of these Obama Joker T-shirts. The different variants with fascism, Infowars.com, New World Order, and socialist under it. Got about 500 or so left. I'm going to start having more and more of our T-shirts be limited edition. We may down the road have some new Obama Joker variant, but it will not be the archetypal one that you've seen. When these are sold out, we're going to have our new Obama Joker image, and that's going to be limited edition as well. So I will let everybody know, if you want the Obama as the Joker T-shirts from Infowars.com, order them now, because when they're gone, they're gone. They'll probably be gone in a couple days. Again, Infowars.com to go order online, or 888-253-3139. And I'll tell you, my main reason for doing it is I saw the Obama, the different variants of it, and I saw the one Janae, our graphics lady, made of Bush when I asked her to, and it's much better than the Obama one. I think much scarier, much more serious, and I just want to have our own complete version. I mean, we took it, changed it a bit, and put it up, and it's public domain and out there. And so it's going to be limited edition from us. When these are sold, they're gone. So if you want to have the original Obama Socialist Fascist InfoWars or New World Order variant with on the back of the shirt, in the Fed, or on the back of the shirt, stop the criminal, if you want one of those originals, this is your chance to order it at InfoWars.com. Right there on the secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And then, clearly, we're going to end up making a T-shirt off of whoever wins the new contest. We need to add that to the rules. I just had that idea. That if you submit it for the contest and win, that we're going to use it as the T-shirt. Whatever that image is, I want to see the diversity. I want to see the ideas. The contest is just a focal point to get people excited about getting out on the streets and posting flyers and posters. It's about the poster revolution. It's about the idea of getting up off your butt. Hey, if you love big government, euthanized, eugenics, healthcare, and you really buy all the crap being fed, and you don't know the insurance companies actually want immunity, and that they're going to give the big doctor groups immunity through this healthcare plan. If you don't know it's a ripoff, like the banker bailout and everything else, and you believe it, then why don't you make posters for the government takeover of healthcare? Just the point is, get up off your butts. Get out there. Don't just mimic what the mainstream media puts out. It's the action. Resistance is victory. That's all I want, is for people to get out and get involved and get motivated and involved. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I spend 18 hours a day doing what I'm doing 6-7 days a week, is because I understand real tyranny when I see it looking me in the eye. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I'm upset about where this country's going. I'm upset by all the censorship going on and the open announcements of the federal government and Pentagon taking over the web. They say to shut it down. This is really happening. Well, they're going to shut off everything but the select couple thousand websites of big corporations and government. Worse than China. It's happening. We got to get, make posters about saving the internet. We're going to post them. Posted hundreds of the different entries up there. Regardless, it's about saving the freedom, defending liberty. I love the Toronto Star headline, Freedom Lover, behind Obama poster campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Serious Revolution Against Tyranny. Get involved today. Your phone calls kind of news straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
I'm so sick of hearing about this Lockerbie bombing story. It's all over the British news for a decade. Those guys were working for CIA, MI6. Totally and completely staged. That's a whole other subject. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and start going to your phone calls. Then when I start the next hour, I'm going to plunge into all the news. Been a lot of big new developments on the flu front. Big developments on the government takeover of healthcare front. The Democrats are having staged town halls where they only let pre-chosen supporters in. And then they beat up anybody that, I mean, I'm seeing videos five, six, seven times a day of Democrats beating people up, punching people, elbowing people in the face. I mean, they're just a bunch of Nazi thugs. And then they yell and scream and say the Republicans are staging all this. And then the Democratic Party and other groups run ads paying their supporters to go out to fake town halls. And then they have their supporters caught posing as doctors at town halls saying they're for it. I mean, it's just disgusting. These are disgusting anti-American trash. They're nothing but pirates. It's a gang of pirates that want to rob what's left in the private sector. And they work for the big offshore banks that are also waging war against what's left of the free market in this country. The bankers are monopoly men. They want a consolidation. And this nation is just completely falling apart. You know, they love to just say on the TV, we've got to have an amnesty bill. I was watching CNBC this morning, and I was running on the treadmill, and they just kept saying, we've got to have more immigrants. It's what keeps America alive. We're a nation of immigrants. Yeah, when we were a nation of immigrants 100 years ago, or 50 years ago, or 200 years ago, there wasn't welfare. When somebody got off the boat, they weren't given free health care and free, you know, to have their babies and free housing and, you know, fake matricula cards to the average illegals on three different groups of welfare under three different names. It's just all lies, all distortion. And the country, it's now over a month and a half since we learned $23.7 trillion had been stolen in 10 months. Now it's been 11 months. 11 months since the banker takeover of October 3rd, 2008. That means at current rates, it's going to be $27.5 trillion or more than double the GDP. GDP is 13 trillion. 2 times 13 trillion is 26 trillion. It's going to be $1.5 trillion more than double the GDP stolen by offshore banks. And that's more than double all the mortgages paid off in the country. Mortgages on skyrise buildings, mortgages on bungalows, mortgages on farmhouses, mortgages on $20 million villas. Every mortgage paid off, $9.4 trillion. $9.4 trillion, everyone. So what's 2 times $9.4 trillion? That's $18.8 trillion. And so we're talking about $27.5 trillion. We're talking about $9 trillion plus dollars above double all the mortgages in the country. In fact, wait, 9.4. That's almost three times. $27.5 trillion is what it's going to be coming in at. Probably even more. That's conservative. $27.5 trillion in a year since the foreign banks took over. That is right at three times all the mortgages in the country. They have stolen more than three times all the mortgages in the country and haven't given you a dollar of your stupid socialist money back, because it isn't socialism. It's robbery. When somebody comes in your house and knocks down the door and puts a gun to your head and walks off with your TV, your computers, and your jewelry and your silverware, and maybe rapes your wife and daughters for side fun, that isn't socialism. That's robbery. That's a stick up. That's pirates boarding your ship and looting you. That's a ship of boobies pulling up and jumping onto your ship. Yes, booby is a pirate. And coming on and robbing you. Comprende? That's what it is. Period. Wake up and say no to these bipartisan criminals.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We will not be forgotten.
Midwest farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor, I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
Now, the clouds don't come around Central Texas with all the chemtrailing.
And I'll ride
every
again.
Time the storm clouds blow in, the government jets fly in, chemtrail it all out. White House admits they're already terraforming the planet. It's all part of studies, though, for official terraforming. AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal are announcing terraforming Earth. And the average public knows all about American Idol and all about Dancing with the Stars, but they're like, oh, there's a giant program manipulating the weather. Ha ha, no big deal. You know, why should we care? Oh, we're living in 2009. We're living in Buck Rogers. But instead of walking around in silver spacesuits and flying around on jetpacks, we're eating genetically modified food that's been engineered to sterilize us. They're poisoning our water, a bunch of eugenicist-run things. How do we get the public to wake up and pay attention to what's going on? Well, I guess you make posters that say don't drink the tap water. I mean, I think that's one of the better ideas. Maybe an image of a great white shark coming up out of the water with its mouth, the maw of its mouth hanging open, and it says, don't drink the tap. That archetypal image of the tap water will hurt you. There's something bad in the tap water. Now, obviously, I don't think somebody can win the contest now with that because I have put it out there as my best idea. But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm sick of coming in here and doing this radio show. And I'm not sick of doing it because I don't like the work or the time or the energy. I'm sick of knowing how real this is, knowing how serious it is, knowing how hardcore it is, and understanding that if people would just take this seriously like it really is, then we could end our problems very, very quickly. I don't like having to grub around, and I'd rather just spend all my time making films, making posters, making videos, getting the word out. But I have to spend about half my time just trying to fund the operation. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know why I'm frustrated. You think I like having to run around all day with sponsors? You think I like having to turn down most people that come to me wanting to be sponsors? You think I like having to spend all my time dealing with taxes and regulations and crap because we play by the book here? And by the numbers and by all the stupid rules so we can keep our nose clean so we can continue what we're doing? You think I like it? You think I enjoy having to burn most of my time dealing with power outages and light bulbs burning out and websites going down and all the regular crap of life when all I want to do is warn people? I got children that live in this country, on this world. I believe the things I say. I know I'm right. I know it's real. Then I see something like Media Matters, openly funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the Carnegie Endowment, and by George Soros. You can go look at their federal filings. It's a who's who of foundations attacking me every couple days. I'm attacked every day by Daily Kos, Think Progress, all the big globalist news sites are singling me out. That lets me know we're having an effect, and that's what keeps me going, is to know that we are exposing these bastards, and they don't like it. And so they're pulling out every stop behind the scenes against us, and I don't like spending time. I'm not going to give it attention on air, but we go through a lot of crap. Believe me, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And those bastards get up and say, I'm lying about national compulsory service when they've introduced the bills and passed a bill that sets up the federal body to begin the process. And Rahm Emanuel's all over national TV and newspaper interviews and wrote a best-selling book. And the president's all over the place calling for national compulsory paramilitary service. And those little bastards at Media Matters get up there and lie and say it isn't true. I'm sick of it. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'm going to make a key announcement next hour and tell you about who the surprise guest is, too. We're going to have 3 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv today. But me being calm or me joking around on air, me being a normal human being like I am, isn't the way to do it. Because this information is so big, so important, so huge, that I frankly don't think I'm up to it. I don't think I'm good enough. But you know what? I understand that I'm all there is, just like you're all there is. Look in the mirror. That's all we got. Pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. Everybody tells me, Alex, you're not the man to be the leader. You're not the man to carry all the burdens of this. You're not the, you know, some people say, well, you know, we need somebody who's perfect, somebody who's better looking, somebody who's even smarter. Well, where the hell are they? Where are they that aren't egomaniacs or backstabbers or mentally ill or racist? Who's out there that understands the paradigm and can entwine all these different systems together and see the big picture? Who else can see over the horizon like I can? Who else is there? Believe me. Believe me, I know. So stop worrying about Alex Jones is all I'm telling you, and get out there and engage the New World Order. Start your own local radio show, your own Access TV show, your own website, your own blog. Stay positive, stay focused, and warn people about fluoride in the water, about mercury in the shots. Warn them about global government and carbon taxes. Warn them about open borders. Warn them about the anti-gun bills. And just have your voice be heard so loud and so proud that they can't shut us down. And the cacophony is so high that even them shutting the internet down, as they're openly saying they're about to do, will only backfire on them. Record these shows for posterity during those dark times. Get my films. Have them in your archive so you can release them and get them out to people. Use fax machines. Use low-tech and high-tech. Micro FM, micro AM. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Don't wait for somebody to hold your hand. Just get the job done. Just get it done. Like Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done. Unbelievably obnoxious creature, but the point is he makes the point. Larry the Cable Guy really got his start in Texas, here in Austin. Shark Man, the same guy that got me my radio, first radio show, was one of the first big guys on Z-Rock when it was national to promote Larry the Cable Guy. Side issue, I was flipping around on channels this morning and saw some stupid Larry the Cable Guy movie where he's running around in a pigsty with being chased by Secret Service, but oh, God. Oh, man. I don't even want to be here because I want to be here so bad. I'm burning to just yell and scream at the microphone. I've got all this information to cover, all these phone calls to get to, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of bureaucracy. I'm tired of tyranny. I'm tired of all these parasites running all over us. I am just so sick of it. I mean, every day I see hundreds of stories that are 180 degrees the opposite of liberty and freedom. Feds cracking down on garage sales, McClatchy newspapers. If you're planning a garage sale or organizing a church bazaar, you'd best be aware. Federal felony charges. You could be breaking a new federal law as part of a campaign called Resale Roundup. The federal government is cracking down on secondary sales and dangerous defective products. Let's stop right there. They recall anything and everything while they put deadly poison in your water. And they say, oh, it's for children because there might be a toy that's not safe being sold. That's up to the parents to decide. The government can't be their nanny. The government says it can't read the 1,300-page health care bill but can run our health care. All the government can do is steal your money and have cops in black uniforms break your skull in if you try to protest it. That's all they can do. All they can do is give you hell on earth. You got that? But, of course, they want to shut down worldwide the OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the big global receivership body for the EXIM Bank, International Bank of Settlements. They are raiding in England and in the EU. Did you know you have to have a special license to own non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds, like it's dope or something? You have to have a license to plant it. Cities from Oklahoma to Oregon. Tulsa, Oklahoma. They want you to have a license to have a garden because you might be growing pot in your backyard. So you got to have police inspections like it's dynamite or something. I mean, this is hardcore Soviet-level tyranny, and these bastards just do it right out in the open. And all over, they raid Amish people selling eggs. They raid people selling rutabaga and squash and corn. They raid people selling milk and cheese to their neighbors. They're raiding people selling firewood on the side of the roads now. That's what this is. And they're going to come and they're going to arrest you for a garage sale. Because when they shut the economy down artificially, that's what globalism is, to make you become bankrupt and be on the government control system, to be under their control, institutionalized. They know you're going to try to mow yards and sell stuff in garage sales, and an underground economy is going to form. And listen, you're not going to do it. They're going to take you, and they're going to knock your teeth out and throw you in a jail cell. This is the modern death pit. You don't sell watermelons, you don't sell eggs, and you don't sell grandpa's hat. You don't sell a set of dominoes. You don't sell a Cabbage Patch doll. You don't sell Encyclopedia Britannica. You don't sell jack crap. You thumb scan to buy and sell. You face scan. The AI computers are tracking everything you do. These mothers mean business. I just can't handle it anymore. It's so clear. It's all around us. and all these self-serving, full of themselves idiots out there don't realize that they could have stopped this overnight if they just get involved. Now, the good news is people are waking up, but not fast enough. And Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are there to play the part of the opposition so that you go to them so that when they put a neocon back in power, they can make you stand down. Part of the left-right paradigm. Just like Obama was there, you wake up under Bush, you vote for Obama, now he's in, now you're supporting all his tyranny. You've been fooled by a simple parlor trick. If you're planning, I mean, this is USA, back in the USSR. If you're planning a garage sale or organizing a church bazaar, you'd best beware. You could be breaking a new federal law as part of a campaign called Resale Roundup. Almost everything's a roundup. They have local newspapers in Austin about people arrested, and it's a fun culture to laugh at people in the gladiatorial pit, even though you'll be in there next week. And it's all about roundup, roundup. You know, over 10% now of Texans are, have felonies for all the fines and fees, and they announce it as a roundup. So when they have real roundups, you'll sit there and suck your thumb. Also, some offshore banks can own and rule everything, and all their parasite servants just can't wait to have their way with you because they know how to put black uniforms on, and they know how to rape your daughters, and that's about all they plan on doing. And you're going to take it because you love it. As part of the campaign called Resale Roundup, the federal government is cracking down on secondhand sales of dangerous and destructive products. The initiative, which targets toys and other products for children, enforces a new provision that makes it a crime to resell anything that's been recalled for its manufacture. See, because that's how they get their camel's nose in the tent flap. Oh, it's for the children. We're just going to be out there. We're just going to be helping you. Those who resell recalled children's products are not only breaking the law, they're putting children's lives at risk, like all the tens of millions you've killed with your chemical weapons. Said the chairwoman of the Consumer Safety Product Commission. Yeah, you don't stop the big companies from shipping in the lead, mercury, and everything. Just shut down all the little companies. You got to have a special license now to have a toy company now. The crackdown affects sellers ranging from major thrift store operators, such as Goodwill and the Salvation Army, to everyday Americans cleaning out their attics and yards. See, the feds have no jurisdiction in local, in your garage sale or your local thrift shop, but they do now. Because you're not going to do anything. You're not going to buy or sell without a face scan and a thumbprint. And yeah, I know we've heard of that before somewhere called the Bible. But even if you're an atheist, you should realize this is total tyranny, dummies. The crackdown affects sellers ranging from major thrift store operators to Goodwill and the Salvation Army, everyday Americans cleaning out their attics for yard sales, church bazaars, or increasingly digital hawking eBay, Craigslist, or other websites. By the way, it's a new federal law. I said a bill. It's worse than that. I remember seeing this a few months ago. It's now law. And it's just a regulation. They didn't get the bill passed. He has erected new offices and sent forth swarms of his agents to eat out our substance. And they're going to push, and they're going to push, and they're going to push. And they're going to push until you take it all. And they're telling you, you can't hang up posters now criticizing the president. In fact, Hoos, do you have that video clip of the security guard? Roland Daly got it wrong. They said cop. It looks like a cop's uniform. But security guards are now carrying out a lot of law enforcement. It's a school security guard saying, you can't be out here. And he said, but those people are allowed to have pro-Obama signs. And he says, yeah, this isn't America anymore. And laugh setting. See, it's funny. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get this guy on the...
Everything right here.
That's good. So this is Officer Wesley Cheeks, Jr.
Yes, sir.
And he's saying that my thing here is... No, what are you good. Saying it is?
Well, I'm saying it can't be up on school board property.
Why not?
Because I just told you it couldn't be.
Why can it not be?
Sir, it can't be up.
That's why can it not be?
It just can't be up.
Hit pause.
Did you take a note to follow the Constitution?
Yes,
hit pause. Then this other guy, back it up a little bit, thanks. This other guy chimes and says, it's different on school. See, it's government property. They advertise it as a public event. They're out. They say no signs inside. So they're out in the parking lot. There's all the pro-Obama people out there. And the guy says they're allowed to have their signs. You got an image of him. You're not allowed to make him look bad. Keep playing it, please.
Because I just told you couldn't be.
Why can it not be?
Sir, it can't be.
Why can it not be?
It just can't be up.
Did you take an oath to follow the Constitution?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Where is it in the Constitution?
And on my
this is freedom.
Job.
This is freedom.
My job said it can't be here, so I'm doing my job.
Where does it say that in your job?
Actually, school grounds have very different First Amendment rights than anywhere else.
Anywhere. Churches, parks, and everything.
But what's the difference between that and something here?
It's
and something there. And those over there. And those over there.
But you got this with a picture. That's the difference. This has got a picture on it.
What does it mean?
That don't have a picture on it.
It doesn't have anybody.
So what?
Sir, leave the picture down. If you put the picture back up, you will be charged with trespassing and you will have to go. Okay?
Well, wait a second. I'm charged with trespassing?
I said you will be.
But that's not trespassing, haven't
it? If I told you once to take it down and you put it back up, then I can charge you whatever I want to charge you with. Okay? So I'm telling you.
So you make the law too?
Put the picture down, sir. Thank you.
This is America. This used to be America.
It ain't no more, okay?
I know it ain't. That's the point of the picture.
The U.S.
Fascism.
No, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wesley Cheeks.
The U.S.
Wesley Cheeks.
Has.
Fascist.
Has.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after this quick break, and I'll start getting your phone calls and a bunch of other news. But that's what is happening. They're training you to be a complete slave, period.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I say this to all my enemies. Listen carefully.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. horse I'll ride again. I am a river gambler. I make a living deed in columns. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I'm a shuffling force of Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard and I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim. And I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland. America remains. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
Yeah, that's the highwayman there for you, ladies and gentlemen.
And boys,
we'll ride again.
We'll ride again.
And that is the spirit of victory, the spirit of 1776.
I am a Midwest farmer.
Standing up, never backing off, never shutting up, never giving in, never quitting. You see, I was talking to one of my friends. I searched into it last night and confirmed it. The George H.W. Bush Airport in Houston, when you fly in, or you try to fly out, they walk everybody through the body scanners now. And they don't even tell you it's a body scanner. Very small on the wall, the back scatter, total naked image of your body, triple X version, your wife, your children, your sons, your daughters, you, 360 biometric scan. What they don't tell you is they're putting up resonance scanners on street corners in Boston and D.C. and other areas. It scans through your clothes. They now have a 360, not just of your retina or your thumbprint or your face scan when you get a driver's license, but now your whole body. And they're going to have feds coming into your garage sales and shutting you down, and feds shutting down farms and ranches, animal ID, premises ID, harassing the Amish. I mean, they're CPSing the Amish's children all over the country now. They're coming in on us at every angle, these bastards. And they just train you to submit to them. I'm trying to get this one guy on the show. He said, no, you're not putting me through the body scanner. You're not going to videotape me and my wife's naked bodies on your imager. And so they threatened to arrest him, but then backed off. I mean, look, you're not putting me through it, but they don't even tell him. They just march him in, just like Jews in Germany, into the pits to be shot in the back of the head. It's all part of acclimation. Listen. I'll say it again, limited edition ObamaInfoWars.com posters that we put made into shirts. We're coming out with a new version next week that's totally our design. I think that looks better, but whatever. This is the archetypal. When these T-shirts run out and they're almost gone, with the Obama Joker image with InfoWars.com under it and in the Fed on the back, when these are gone, they're gone. Get your orders in today. Get them out to people. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get the Obama Deception on DVD. Get it, make copies, get it out to everybody. And when they tell you you can't have a sign out on the street corner against Obama, put up more signs. Why just go to their public events? That's good too. Why not put posters up everywhere? Why not intensify what you're doing? Why not go absolutely wild to where our voice is heard over everybody else's, and so we get our liberties back by exercising it? Rise! Rise up!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com.
or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live to simulcast the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the next segment. All right, let's just go to your calls in this full hour, interspersed with key news items. And we've got a special guest coming up in the third and fourth hour. I'll tell you about that coming up later. Let's right now talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, sir. And it's about freedom of speech for dissenters like me. Weeks ago at the Austin City Council with newbie Mayor Leffingwell, they shredded our sacred U.S. Constitution in order to stop me from talking about you. And InfoWars.com and OBGYN.
Yeah, I've heard that they're now announcing they're going to selectively not let certain people ever speak and are banning people speaking on other items. So basically it's going to be secret meetings now, all part of the scumbag takeover.
You're right. And now I'm only now allowed to speak in one in every four city council meetings in that 3 minute citizen communication segment.
Yeah, yeah. See, first they made it, we got to sign up 2 weeks before for citizens communication. Now they're just selectively getting rid of it. You should file a civil rights violation lawsuit. This made big. So you're the guy. Of course, it's one of my listeners as usual. Great activist. Tell us your name. Tell us what the scum did.
Okay. My name is Ronnie. Reproceed. And they don't like that. They really
so
don't.
So you
like
do that.
That
as a little added fun.
That's right. And Leffingwell got my name right the first time, but now the last couple of times he's mispronounced my name. He refuses to say it how I choose.
Well, Ronnie, let's be serious. I heard about them shutting down free speech in Austin, but are you being serious? Because you're not going to be taken very seriously, you know, doing the flatulence noise.
No, well, okay.
Besides, you're releasing methane carbon tax there.
Right, well, that's just a new added bonus to it. I
understand. So what were you trying to say when they shut you down?
Well, I was just trying to talk about all the things that we try to talk about, the Obama deception and the killing people with the shots and everything. And here's what really blew my mind was I went to on Saturday to Doggett's. Doggett had a so-called forum.
I heard about that on local news, that you were only allowed in if you supported Doggett and had a pro-Doggett sign. But then the news said it was a town hall and everyone loved him.
Right. But it wasn't that. That's the first thing they announced. It's not a town hall. I snuck in. They made me surrender my signs outside. But then a bunch of kids were allowed to run in up to the stage waving their pro-Obama propaganda signs, which is just like what they do at the city council meetings. They make us surrender our signs there, and they let these Obama stooges run in and do it. So it's total hogwash.
Well, this is big business. They've stolen $23.7 trillion. They're going to take everything you got. They're going to ban your garage sales. They're not going to let you sell eggs. They're going to make you starve to death. It's North Korea. It's time to learn to be a slave and learn to submit to control freak scum.
No questions were allowed. Only pro-Obama speeches were allowed, canceling my First Amendment rights. And
that's how it works. That's how America. Hey, you heard the government bureaucrats say this ain't America no more. We own you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, it's scary, but it was exciting, and there was a huge rally before the church thing. There was a huge pro freedom rally at the Pink Lady. You know, lots of people out there at the state capitol building. And we were just, you know, there's all kinds of patriots, and we're all...
Well, that's good, and protests and demonstrations are good, but what if the 500 people's what I read, was it 500 or more?
I think it was more.
Okay, well, the news said 500. If 500 people, we've had 2,000 before, and they said it's 100, so if 500 people all put up 100 pro-liberty signs, you would take over Austin. So it's good to go out and have demonstrations, but that's kind of primitive. Look, our army's here, bigger than your army. But it's better to start micro FMs or AMs. It's better to start Access TV. It's better to put up signs. It's better to put out a local neighborhood newsletter. It's better to go to city council. You know, they shut you down, 1,000 more should go. Everywhere across the country, get aggressive, never stop, never quit. They shut the web down, only intensify flyers on the ground. Never stop, never stop, never stop, never, 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 never. Let these intimidators that want to shut us down know that when they try to shut us down, we only intensify what we're doing. More calls from Nelson, Thinker, Wilson, and Ingrid.
Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are here live. It is the last day of August. Can you believe we're about to be in the ninth month of 2009? Thank you again so much for joining us. I am going to be massive news blitzing coming up in about 40 minutes. Huge news blitzing. I'm just going to go over the headlines. First, we're going to take calls right now for the next 40 minutes. Then we have a special guest in the third and fourth hour I'll announce right before they join us coming up at the end of this hour. We're now also simulcasting the syndicated radio show in the second, third, and fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv today. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to just give everybody a heads up here. Coming up next Tuesday, September 8th, we are going to have a very special announcement, a huge announcement here on air. This will be the biggest single thing we have ever done. And that is coming up next Tuesday here on the show. I'm just going to leave it at that and tell folks, you never know, I may even launch it early and do it Friday. The point is, I may take off Monday, take off from radio and be up here working on the new film, Fall of the Republic. But the film's already great, but I've got like 15 days, 20 days maybe max to finish it and send it off for mass production. And we're just racing to cut stuff out and add stuff. We got too much material. I did 19 different flights, 19 different interviews, main interviews, and 30 or 40 more sit-downs with other people, man on the street, scientists, you name it, for Fall of the Republic. So that is something I've been working on really intensely. But we have something huge coming up on September 8th. I'm just going to leave it at that for everybody. And I'm not going to belabor it. My life is so weird. It is good to be empowered. It is good to be involved. It is good to be informed. It is good to be off the bench, in the field, taking action. What's the famous Teddy Roosevelt quote about in the arena? Pull that up for me, guys, please. The Teddy Roosevelt quote in the arena. Print that off. After I take some calls, I'm going to read it. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Nelson in California. Nelson, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is my second time calling. I'm also a member of We Are Change in L.A.
Good. You're taking action.
Yeah. One of the things I kind of brought up on the forum was talking about the Michael Moore's new movie, Capitalism, a Love Story. I've only watched the trailer. But, you know, knowing how his films have been in the past and seeing all his trailers.
Yeah, he's going to blame free market on what happened, not criminality, not offshore banks that actually fund the fake environmental movement, actually fund socialization of wealth so it can be pooled and extracted internationally. He's playing the false left-right paradigm. And our trailers got released the same day, unbeknownst to me. I didn't do that on purpose. Ours had more than him until Fall of the Republic did, till they put it on the main page as a featured video, as an advertisement, as the top bar, as the top ad on YouTube, and he's still barely beating us. I mean, people really are tired of his left-right system, but go ahead and make your point.
Well, I just wanted to ask, you know, do you think we should be, at least protesting or not maybe boycotting the film, at least when the movie premieres?
When does it come out?
I think it was October 5th or 2nd.
Yeah, ours comes out October 21st and gets into the whole banking thing and how both parties are involved and how it's a criminal takeover, not socialist. Again, the media says it's socialist. This is not socialism, and I'm not a fan of socialism, but it's better than this. This is not socialism. I mean, if we're going to have the debt of 3.7 trillion and growing, it'll be 27.5 again by the 1 year anniversary, the way it's trending. That would pay for all the mortgages three times over. Three times in 1 year. Nothing to do with mortgages. That's not socialism. Socialism would be taking money from the middle class and redistributing it, and from the rich. The rich are all tax free and exempt. I haven't seen the trailer yet. Burmese was showing me the numbers Sunday of, look, we have more views for your trailer than Michael Moore had till it was put at the top of the page. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's great. That's pretty much just you pretty much answered for me. Just, you know, wanted your opinion on that as far as.
Oh yeah, he'll call guaranteed for a new global regulator over corporations, which is what the global corporations that engineered this are calling for. So see, oh, we screwed up. Give us unlimited power. Just like in the 90s, they said, give us more power to stop any regulatory crises or economic crises, and they got rid of Glass-Steagall. I appreciate your call. In fact, a bunch of big scientific publications, including New Scientist, came out with reports that a handful of global banks own basically everything. Well, of course they do. They own the corporations. They own it all. These are just different subsidiaries. IBM, Microsoft, it's all government slash private corporate. Corruption is so bad now that you're not allowed to photograph royal families anywhere in the world. You can photograph any citizens you want, any movie stars you want on the street, but courts will rule for the Dutch and British royal family that it's illegal to photograph them. They're God, because they own the oil companies, they own the derivatives, through fraud, they own everything. They're God. Then they're saying to you, you have no rights and you're their slave. You got to say, 1776, I'm not your property, scumbag. They just so happen to be a bunch of eugenicists who openly want to drug your water supply and your food. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, because there is not effort without error and shortcomings. But who does actually strive to do the deed? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotion, who spends himself in worthy causes, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold, timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Get out in the arena, ladies and gentlemen. Draw your sword in the info war. And go out and start hacking down our enemies. We have the truth. We have the passion. We have it all. So deal destruction in the info war to the enemy. Unleash your power. Can't you feel it seething in you, rising? Can't you feel your ancestors demanding that you shake off the fluoride and mercury haze and that you rise up with power and strength and honor and stand up for the innocent, stand up for our country, stand up to the parasites? All these lesser men bind themselves together in hordes and try to pull down the strong. Stand up to the eugenicist trash. Stand up to Rahm Emanuel's brother and tell them that they are not your gods, your owners, your kings, and that you have an absolute divine right as a free creature made in the image of the creator of the universe to be free. Thinker in Texas, you're on the air.
I had two things, but your talk right now is so strong, I'm going to start with a second one, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This is something from Mary Baker Eddy. I belong to no church. I want that to be very clear before I read this. She says, "The great battle of Armageddon is upon us. The powers of evil are leagued together in secret conspiracy against the Lord and his Christ. Large numbers in desperate malice are engaged day and night in organizing actions against us. Their feeling and purpose are deadly, and they have sworn enmity against the lives of our standard bearers." And it goes on like that. And that was written in 1886. She knew that conspiracies were terrible then and that they would be coming out more and more. And you're uncovering them now, and thank God for that. The question I had for you first was, and you answered it a little while ago partly, but I would love it if you would make another comment. You said, every time the clouds come in, they chemtrail them out. We're having a terrible drought in Austin. The animals are staggering around. The plants are dying. Can you say a few more words about that? And after that, I have one more question, if I could.
We're making a chemtrail film. We have the government's own documents. They admit they're doing it en masse. And you tell the general thumb-sucking public on fluoride that they're chemical spraying us with barium salts and aluminum dioxide, that they come in and kill the cloud formations, that they're engineering a worldwide drought. And it's just admitted they're doing it, and it's just going to continue because there's nothing these evil people won't do. I mean, it's John P. Holdren. Just search engine his name and the term geoengineering, and he admits their giant chemtrail program.
Well,
exactly all these years, exactly what we said chemtrails are, they now come out in the Wall Street Journal and say they're good.
Why here in Austin in particular, do you think? Because there seems to be rain all around us. It just doesn't come here.
Well, I mean, out in California, you can see when the cloud formation comes in with water, they come in and spray and knock the clouds out. They've got mixtures that do that. I mean, they admit they're, quote, manipulating the weather. They just say the details are classified, and they have a Congressional Weather Control Bureau. They have weather weapons treaties with the UN. And NASA admits that the Earth's 20% darker than it was a few years ago, and they're just spraying it. Satellite photos show the trails. And it's just hellish, and they're just going to keep spraying and keep spraying and keep spraying, because out of disaster, government gets more power. They want to bankrupt everything. They want to destroy any end up. They're shutting down the farmers, the ranchers, garage sales, people selling eggs. They bring total hell and death.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
At a meeting in Tennessee this weekend, with Bill Clinton. Al Gore said it is a moral authority of Jesus. You're basically going to hell if you don't pass government health care, that you want people to die on the streets, when really they just want government control of it so they can steal it. They want another 20% of your paycheck, and you'll get an aspirin for a heart attack. These are eugenicists that openly say they want to drug your food and water in the president's own science czar's textbook. It's just, but they always get people to stand down and go along with tyranny in the name of taking care of people. Let's go to Tina and then Wilson and then Ingrid. Tina in Ohio, Tina just hung up. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Alex Jones. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I just got a quick question. I was curious if I have like a water filter, will the water still like affect me? Like you say there's fluoride in the water. Well, am I safe?
What type of filter do you have?
A Pure water filter.
The company Pure?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it on the faucet, or is it like a, I mean, I'd have to know the model number, but what type of filter does it say it is? Charcoal?
One second. I got it right here. It says Pure NSC faucet-mounted filtration system. It doesn't really say anything on it.
Is it a pitcher, or does it hook onto the faucet?
It's hooked onto the faucet.
All filtration is better than nothing. It stops the dead bacteria. See, chlorine only kills the dead bacteria that are in the city water system. It cuts out just even a charcoal filter, depending on the filter, cuts 70, 80, 90%. It varies with every one. A lot of those more complex filtration systems, as long as you change them on a regular basis, they reduce everything. If you leave them on too long, they become more toxic because all that stuff builds up. Then it starts leaching at even higher levels, what's been built up. So getting rid of filters and changing them out on a regular basis is what's essential. But yes, a charcoal filter, a carbon filter, other basic ceramic filters are great. But they only reduce, even reverse osmosis only reduces 98% or more, depending on the filtration system, fluoride. Because fluoride is so small, its molecule is close to the size of water. And so the only thing that'll really do it is distilled water or true water from a spring. And then you've got to check the content of that spring's water. But see, when you hear fluoride, a lot of natural springs have calcium fluoride. That's actually good for you. When you hear the word fluoride, that is a catch-all term for up to 340 plus, but usually over 100 different chemicals that cities dump. Lead, mercury, arsenic, cyanide. I mean, you can't make this up. What they call fluoride is actually a special toxic waste brewed just to cause brain damage they put in the water. And I've had the head of the EPA union on, the top scientists, just, you know, where 90%+ of them wrote a letter last year, was it 97 now, or 2007, saying this is deadly poison, this is killing people. So do not drink the tap water. The tap water is just absolute hardcore chemical weapon. I mean, that's why the public is retarded. I mean, they literally have been under chemical attack.
All right, and I have one final question. I was curious. My uncle was actually curious. How was the swine flu came upon us?
Well, we've had top scientists on, and you can begin search engine it. Top virologist says swine flu made in lab. Then you'll see BBC and other headlines. And it was clearly made in a lab, and then it showed up in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. They fear-mongered about it, and regardless, the attempted response to it and the level 6.2, now they've made the scale even higher than 6, was the formal height, is all about the UN World Health Organization ordering nation states what to do under treaty, and the UN's bragging, oh, this is great for the UN and global governance, global government, because this is how we order everybody to take it. But we have all these other flu shots killing people in the trials in history. We have the 76 swine flu killing a bunch of people. We have internal CDC documents saying past swine flu tests have killed people. The bird flu test last year killed a bunch of people in Europe. So why are they doing this? Appreciate your call. Ingrid in Nevada, Gene in Missouri, Ray in Indiana, your calls and a lot more straight ahead on the other side. I'm fired up for liberty. And my job is to get you fired up for liberty, to take on the scum, to stop laying down to this crap, and to defeat the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
All right, let's try to get some of your calls in a little bit quicker here. Then I want to do a big news blitz. I'm going to announce in 10 minutes who's coming up on the show in the final 2 hours today. So stay with us for that. Ingrid in Nevada. Ingrid, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. About 5 months before the Maya report came out, my friend and me got pulled over in Las Vegas for the Ron Paul and InfoWars stickers, and it happened again last Friday. And in order to protect ourselves and also support your sponsors, I ordered one of those camera pins. But I had it on the charger that night because it takes from 2 to 4 hours to charge. And I forgot to bring it. Anyway, police car behind us. And then the lights come on. and he comes to the car. And my friend, he just had a haircut a few days ago. And he says, "You're in the military, aren't you?" My friend said, "No, but I was in the Marines." He says, "Oh, so you're a veteran." Then he shines the light in the car. And my friend has one of those organites. And he says, "What is this?" And he says, "That's an organite." And he says, "What is an organite? This looks like a cell to a bomb." I was in shock when he said that. And then we explained it to him. It's against the microwave towers. And then he ordered my friend out of the car and in the back, in the front of the police car. Then he
So he pulled you over and flipped out over the Ron Paul. And I don't know if you're the lady in Las Vegas, but there's video of police in a parking lot flipping out over a Ron Paul sticker. And in South Carolina, they raided people's door and kicked it down. And I mean, because the MIAC report and the DHS report that we broke says you're a terrorist. Basically, if you support auditing the Fed, I guess 75% of Americans in that Gallup poll are terrorists. And so now he's got you out of the car. All of this is going on. Continue with the story. Did he say it was because of the evil Ron Paul?
No, but it definitely was because we never got a ticket. He was behind us for about a minute, and then the lights come on. We never got a ticket, and he didn't tell us why.
I understand. So how did this end?
Well, he was implying that we were terrorists making a bomb with the organites.
Yeah, so these are like a work of art for many people. For other people, they think it deals with the it's a rife. In fact, somebody mailed us one. Will somebody go grab me that out of the back office, the Oregon generator? I mean, they're pretty neat little things. I don't really.
And he thought it was a cell to make a bomb. I couldn't.
Well, look. The new thing is cops come up, the bad ones, and they say, "Your camera is a gun, your bag is a bomb." We know it's not, but we're going to charge you with it. That's in Truth Rising, my film, happened to Luke Radowski, and We Are Change in New York. So how did this end? He says, okay, you're obviously Al-Qaeda. What happens next?
Well, he questioned my friend in the back of the police car, and then he goes in the face the other way. Then he come back to the car where I was, and he says, "Now tell me, what is this for? Is this a cell to make a bomb?" So I explained it to him again. No. It's an organite. It's against the energy of the cell phone towers. And he didn't really believe me. But he looked like a rookie that just came out of the police training.
Yeah, we have this Quantico FBI training video, and I've been so busy I haven't played it. But you know what? I'm going to play it tomorrow. I'm going to play it unedited in its entirety tomorrow. We'll do that in the third hour tomorrow. In fact, make a note for Aaron. I'm just going to air the 14-minute FBI training video. And they are teaching them everyone is a terrorist. I mean, there are terrorists everywhere. And, of course, really, the government staged the terror attacks, and that's been declassified, many of the staged terror attacks in the past. Yep, here it is. So this is the evil thing. And to be honest, it does have metal shavings in it. The more I think about it, this does almost look like a shape-charged weapon, like you'd put plastic behind this. But no, that's not what they are. But he definitely then, if he didn't give you a ticket, pulled you over for the Ron Paul thing, and then he saw this. And so the more I think about it, I mean, it's got metal shavings in it. This is exactly what
I never even thought about it, Alex.
That's crazy.
I was in shock, yeah. And then he
Yeah, but
he,
the point is, the like, point is, the point is, I've seen him, it's in Road to Tyranny with Farrell Montgomery gets pulled over. They just taser him for no reason, let the dog attack him. He's got his hands up. And they get on the news with jumper cables and go, "Look," instead of going, "Look, sir, droids." They go, "Look, sir, pipe bombs." And and then they had to let him go later. But they've got to – look, they're out of control. They're teaching them Al-Qaeda's everywhere, so they're going to see Al-Qaeda. But I'm sorry, how did this end?
He saw the short he had cut out my friend and implying he's in the military and he's a terrorist. He finally let us go, but no ticket, like I said, and it definitely was for the Ron Paul sticker. And
well, when you see this FBI, you definitely put the Ron Paul sticker. Did you ask him about that?
No, my friend told me to shut up because because.
Well, I guarantee you, you've been put in a database now. When you see the FBI training manual, it says, "Woman has a camera? Al-Qaeda. Put her in the crime database. She's now Al-Qaeda." And so it's all about a chilling effect where there's no judge, no jury, can't own firearms anymore when you're put on the secret list, can't have jobs, they're openly announcing, just total tyranny, just big armored government buildings that control the country through these tracking grids, and then they just turn your life off, and you try to make money with a garage sale after they've turned your national ID card off. The SWAT team pulls up and gets out and goes, you don't sell stuff in America. Take them away to the re-education camp. This ain't America anymore. Cue up the bureaucrat saying it isn't America anymore. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. And believe me, that's what happens. When they first start getting rid of free speech and the Second Amendment and any right, it immediately goes downhill. It's like you start cresting, like a water slide, like if you go to Schlitterbahn or some water park. Right at first, you're going slow, and then, and we're already sliding. And now it's just now starting to speed up. We're like, and it's going to go, and it's just going to be just stealing and grabbing. And it's ours now, everything. Oh, God, we love it. We're scum. We're filth. We can't produce anything, but we can steal. And I realized all the thugism, all the militarized police, all of it, they're the real class. They're the upper class. We're the lower class. And you get a uniform, you get a badge, you get a government bureaucracy, you become a code enforcer, you become a CPS worker. You're now a god. And everyone, and because I was in the, flew out to L.A. last week again to take care of very important projects we're working on, not just the Jesse Ventura TV show that I'm now on a consultant officially on and also going to be part of multiple episodes. I'm just going to probably all of them, but I'll just leave it at that. And then part of the next show that gets picked up, but side issue. And I was doing some other stuff out in L.A. that we'll reveal next week. But the point is that leaving Austin, TSA, big fans again. Oh, my friend in Bastrop just loves you. Oh, my husband just loves you. Other TSA guys going, yeah, I know who you are, smiling at me. Hey, we're not that bad. Go on through. You know, hope we don't scare you. But when I got to L.A., this was, I've gone to L.A. and flown back now 6 times. My 6th time leaving, the L.A. guards weren't fans. Now, they got a little too over the top training everybody to be slaves and bossing you around, so people kind of rebelled against it. So now they act a little more friendly, and TSA admits they've been told to do that because now they're going nationwide on the streets of America. But I did watch TSA in, like, the bathroom coming in, like, shoving people, like, get out of my way, you know, just like real body language of, because, you know, it's a crowded bathroom in there at the urinals. And I watched them at restaurants and things, people, like, scared and them going, and you're some guy, you go get paid $12-14 an hour, and suddenly everybody's scared of you. And see, this is the new class system. Government and national security and their bureaucracies, they're just turning the whole economy into their system. We're going to go to Gene and Ray and Anti-Federalist and Andrew and Pat in a moment. I want to go ahead and make that announcement. This is the maiden voyage of the trailer. This is an InfoWars-centric trailer, though I would say I'm the main. There's a lot of other great people in this film. Let me just stop there. Let me just calmly explain this to you. Drum roll, please. William Lewis has made a film about the history of FEMA camps, the current FEMA camp facility. He got tours of FEMA camps. He has made a film that I wanted to make, but I've been focused on other big issues. And I'm glad he made it. And so when they asked me to be an advisor on it, and they asked me to be the main voice in the film, I was very honored to be part of it. And it's got a lot of other great people in it as well. Comes off very well, comes off very mainstream, but also devastating. And it covers all the real FEMA camp info. The rumors are over. It's proven. We have a similar in a month or so coming out, but I can't wait anymore. We're going to have it out earlier. Just so I'm just going to promote this one. And this one's great. We're putting out an addendum, but regardless, it's just a video presentation. This is an amazing film. And it's called Camp FEMA. And it's going straight to DVD. You can pre-order it now. And it comes out in just a couple weeks. So the DVDs are being shipped to me right now. You can't order it anywhere else right now. It's just now coming out. I'm a consultant. I'm a major part of the film. We're going to play this trailer in a moment. William Lewis was already a great filmmaker of a whole bunch of different documentaries, like America Under Siege and Washington, You're Fired, and The Bubble, about what's happening with the economy. But this film is extremely powerful and extremely informative. And I want everybody to start their engines. I want everybody to get ready for the day you get this DVD in your hands, to have viewing parties, to show it to everybody you know, to educate everybody around you. This is not my film, but I'm a major part of it. It's got my seal of approval. The information is impeccable. It was also Gary Franchi produced it, directed by William Lewis. And William's been with us for 2 hours to play a few select clips of the film. We've got the DVD, some of the DVDs here already, so we can play some clips and to talk about it and to take your calls. But this is the proof of the Gulag Archipelago. And by exposing this, we can defeat them. People will know the game plan. So you can now order it right now. It starts shipping in 2 weeks. So start your engines. Get the orders in today. And I would add, while you're getting Camp FEMA, another film that I think is good for beginners, and the cinematography is great, and it aired on the Independent Film Channel, but it's got hours of extras on it that are extremely powerful. New World Order, What Do You Believe? An intriguing, even-handed peek into the world all around us that we never really see. Film Threat said that. Twitch said skillfully assembled and surprisingly absorbing. Wired magazine said Meyer and Neal set out to make an even-handed documentary that lets Jones and his people speak for themselves, and they've succeeded. LA Times, unexpectedly affecting. Ain't It Cool News, a documentary in the purest sense of the word. Fantastic. Now, again, I did a little consulting on this film. I'm the main character, along with Luke Radowski and many other great people. First time available, discounted out of the gates. New World Order, now available on DVD, and we have it discounted. This is shipping right now, but if you want to order it and wait a few weeks and get it comboed and save $5, you can get it with the new Camp FEMA film by William Lewis. And again, what I want is for people to go behind the curtain to see this film. I think it has a great perspective overall and is an important documentary for people on the fence. Get it, show it to people. New World Order, available out of the gates. That's my mug. That's me 40 pounds heavier there on the cover. It's also a little history for you. Right there available, the New World Order and Camp FEMA available right now at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead, though, and play the trailer for Camp FEMA by William Lewis. William's such a great guy. He's got his own trailer coming out soon. In fact, when he comes on, we'll play his earlier trailer, but he's got an official trailer coming out soon. This is our quick trailer we put together because we're so excited about his film. So this is the InfoWars trailer. Because, again, I'm a consultant on the film and the main voice. There's other great voices in it as well that look really sharp and come across really well. In fact, we'll go through a whole list of those people that are in it when he comes up and joins us coming up. Let's go ahead and play the trailer for Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com right now. World premiere of this trailer right here at PrisonPlanet.tv. And
the elites have said that they want to have a final revolution, that they know the public's going to revolt against them. So that's why they've scientifically set up the surveillance grid, the cashless society. This whole continuity of government system is designed to suppress and control the people.
I wasn't watching the clock like I normally do. I got so engrossed talking about it. We'll come back and play the trailer after the break because it's a 4.5-minute trailer. It is now up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube, and it just went live at InfoWars.com. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you're not watching the live / radio show right now. Man, I was out in L.A. for 3 days last week, and where I was at in Beverly Hills, the house I was at, had ashes coming down all over the cars and outside on the patio furniture by the pool. And they were talking about making people have trouble breathing. And now it's just burning all over the place. Mandatory evacuation for 6,000 plus homes right up to where I was staying. I hope nothing happens to my friend's house. And it was just crazy. So that's why I keep hacking and coughing and pausing. Maybe I need a glass of water or something. Because for 3 days, it was like, it was like hell or something. When I was flying in Wednesday morning, the captain's like, look out the plane. And you could just see the fires and just burning mountains. Because what happens is every year when it gets dry and the winds kick up, these arsonists go out. And they set fires, especially in wealthy areas, because they hate, I guess, the wealthy. It's like their war against Hollywood or whatever. And so fires start everywhere. And I'm flying into L.A., looking out the window, because I had a window seat. And I took some photos. We ought to take these off my iPhone and upload them to InfoWars. And there was just burning everywhere and just smoke over the city. And when we got on the plane to take off in Austin, they said weather forecast in L.A., 76 degrees and smoky. And boy, we flew into that smoke. Anyways, I've been basically living in a chimney for 3 days. Just fried my lungs, man. Then I go for these morning jogs, and I was like high the 3 days I was there. I was high on the smoke. I was like nauseous and stumbling around. I mean, L.A. is like hell or something. We'll be right back with the Camp FEMA trailer. Stay with us.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, we're going to go right in to the Camp FEMA trailer. Infowars.com, exclusive, right now. Here it is. Coming to the Infowars, September 18, 2009.
The elites have said that they want to have a final revolution, that they know the public's going to revolt against them, so that's why they've scientifically set up the surveillance grid, the cashless society. This whole continuity of government system is designed to suppress and control the people of America.
My name is Sam Ozaki. I'm a native-born American citizen, Los Angeles, California. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, we were all rounded up like cattle and placed into America's concentration camps.
In May 2007, President Bush signed the National Security Presidential Directive 51.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government. They have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version.
Army Regulation 210-35. Now, this was set up in 1986 secretly. And for 10 plus years, it was secret. And in 1997, Bill Clinton declassified this, and we were the first major radio show to cover it. Since then, it's been expanded. This lists 12 camps to hold American citizens that have been built by the United States Army.
Beginning in October, the Army plans to station an active unit inside the United States.
Under NORTHCOM and under the new Homeland Brigade, it was first going to be 3,000, and then 20,000, and then 40,000.
The 3rd Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team has spent 35 of the last 60 months in Iraq.
Combat-hardened troops who've been running camps and centers in Iraq are now coming back to the United States to, quote, carry out law enforcement actions.
The Army unit may be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control.
The primary purpose of this force is to provide help to people in need in the aftermath of a WMD-like event in the homeland.
Why is the media on one hand saying there are no FEMA camps, but on the other hand, legislation has been introduced to build them? Here's H.R. 645 legalizing what has already been developed, what's already been paid for by FEMA.
The government doesn't build things that are not needed or that there aren't contingency plans that say there's a reason for them. These are the kinds of camps that could be used for political dissidents, just like occurred in Nazi Germany. I think the government's anticipating that there's going to be a increased reaction against the economic downturn.
All of our rights are predicated on a free America. And if we don't have a free America, all of the other questions become moot.
Don't these companies have a responsibility morally if they're in there building camps and building shackles and building barbed wire facing in to speak out?
I talked to the Department of Homeland Security spokespeople, and they affirmed the contract with this KBR, the former Halliburton company, was in place. The Department of Homeland Security was ready to build these contingency as needed detention centers anywhere in the country in the event of any kind of a national emergency, including natural disasters or, again, riots or protests.
The real terrorists are the people that have hijacked our nation that would dare say the First Amendment is terrorism.
September 18th, ladies and gentlemen, a little more than 2 weeks from now, this will ship out. In fact, I've been given authorization a couple days before September 18th to start shipping these out so people start getting it in or around September 18th. Get your order in today at Infowars.com or Camp FEMA and the new film, New World Order. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got William Lewis, the filmmaker of Camp FEMA, did a great job. We have the film here. I'm going to ask him what a few clips are he thinks we should play. Audio for the radio, video for the video listeners, kind of a first sneak peek as well, not just the trailer you just saw. Coming up, last hour, William Lewis will continue to be with us with Gary Franchi, the producer of Camp FEMA. We'll tell you all about the film, and they're really experts on FEMA camps, so am I. So we'll take your questions on FEMA camps, on the police state, on the cashless society control grid, tie it into the no-buy list for gun owners, tie it into the no-fly list, the shutting down of garage sales, the feds going after eBay, this total control of the economy. That's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Gene, Anti-Federalist, Andrew, Pat, Wayne, and others. Gene, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay. What I want to mention is on September 25th and 26th, there's a meeting of the G20 in Pittsburgh.
And they're saying no semi-automatic rifles allowed in the city at that time. In fact, that's in my stack, but print assault weapons ban for G20. I want to cover that. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, on truthdig.org, there's a big story about it. But the other thing I want to mention, her name is Naomi Wolf, has done a very good, it was earlier than your material, but she details the 10 steps which a government will use to go from democracy to a fascist state.
Yeah, we've had her on, and she's been critical of Obama now. She's a Rhodes Scholar. And she goes over the 10 steps. Yes, and it's all exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and I think that this G20 meeting on the 25th and 26th of September in Pittsburgh may be the event that they're all getting geared up for.
Well, we're going to get guests on about the G20 assault weapons ban, which is all semi-automatic handguns and rifles. And what they do is, that, see, for special events, they say you don't have your rights. Then they expand it out to everything. Anything else, Gene?
No, I'm thinking of going there, but I'm looking at this picture of the paramilitary being there, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get, you know.
Yeah, well, that's part of the intimidation. That's why they hire provocateurs to attack the police so they can rubber bullet the whole innocent crowd to then scare everybody into not going to political events. This is all, they've been caught in Denver last year. It's in the Obama Deception Extras. Admitted the police attacked their own cops. They were caught in Canada a year and a half ago. At the North American Union Summit, police attacking police. These are hardcore criminals, and they never get in trouble for it. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Yeah, here it is. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, assault weapon ban for G20 summit. Gun debate springs from city proposal to control protesters. Now, of course, concealed carry people are everywhere with guns, which is even more dangerous, but they don't care. They don't want to see people with guns out in the open because that breaks the spell that guns are illegal. See, they run these ads and billboards saying report illegal guns, and all the shows are based in New York or Chicago, the dramas where a cop finds a gun in somebody's house and takes them to jail for it. Weak-minded people see that and think guns are illegal in Arizona and Texas. when they're only illegal in D.C. and New York and Chicago. Pittsburgh short-lived ban on assault weapons, quashed by Attorney General. The General Assembly in 94 is still on the city's books, and it may get new life under legislation driven by the next month's G20 summit. A little notice clause in the proposed ordinance written by Mayor Luke Ravenstahl's administration to keep protesters from thwarting police crowd control efforts invokes the default assault weapons ban. The clause says no person shall possess an array of items, including 37 contraband weapons listed on the ban. So see, this has been thrown out before, but they're criminals. They don't care. For the purpose of defeating lawful removal by police, its effect is a matter of debate. So, again, under national or local emergencies, they say you don't have a right to your guns because they're tyrant scum working for offshore banks, raping us out of existence.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's produced five or six big films I can think of that have had incalculable effect out there on the web, like America Under Siege. The list just goes on and on. In Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, Washington, You're Fired. His film about the big bubble, about the economy, we sell that at InfoWars.com. But up on screen at InfoWars.com, we have a headline article, William Lewis Camp FEMA, now available at InfoWars.com. And I'm telling you, this is William Lewis's most powerful, hard-hitting film. And I consulted on it. As you notice, it says featuring. I'm the first person featured, which I'm proud to be featured in this. Going over all the facts, going over the evidence, the real camps, the congressional record, where they are. Not all the government straw men are fake camps, they go point out. Alex Jones, John Stettmiller, Catherine Blish, I believe you pronounce it, Michael Bagnarek, Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate, very credible, and a lot of others. And it's Camp FEMA. It ships the 18th of September. So about 18 days from now, I think William is going to, you know, let us all a few days before, because we're one of the big places to get it at InfoWars.com. Start shipping it so folks get it on the 18th or around the 18th. On DVD, DVD premiere, have viewing parties, show it to people. We can stop them if they're able to see this film, because it shows how they're introducing it, how they're selling it, how the camps are good and for your safety and a wonderful thing. We also have it comboed up with a new film just released today, New World Order on DVD, that I'm the main person in and also consulted on. This on DVD with a whole bunch of extras, a giant group of extras. It's a film in its own right. As well, so you definitely want to get New World Order. All of this is available at InfoWars.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, for the next hour and 50 minutes, we're joined by William Lewis. Coming up in the last hour, Gary Franchi, the producer, joins us. They traveled all over the country to real FEMA camps, talked to congressmen about FEMA camps. It's just an amazing film. And I didn't talk to William before the show, but I'm going to find out during a break if there's a clip or two in the film that he thinks we should play here today, not just the trailers. But William, very exciting, and I just want to say great job on Camp FEMA.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. You know, you have a large part in making Camp FEMA, so, you know, don't forget to thank yourself, and I thank you as well, and I think that once people get a chance to see this, they're going to be coming back to you for some more information. You know, this was a million different pieces that we had to whittle down to about 1,000 and put together. So, obviously, everything that all of our guests said in the documentary when we were shooting didn't make it in there, but I think that you'll notice you and, John Stettmiller, Catherine Blish, a couple of others there, Baldwin, Bednarik, you know, there were several people that we gave kind of special treatment to, because you guys really are on the forefront of fighting the New World Order and really talking about.
Yeah, I've got to say, Stettmiller, I've never really seen him do TV. He comes across really good on camera. So, I mean, again, the film is, you want to hand something to somebody and say, here's the proof of the FEMA camps. You want to give something to Glenn Beck or go to these tea parties. This is it. Now, I know you're mass producing it right now. And we've already gotten some in, but we're going to get the big group in, what, in about a week and a half or so. When can I start shipping these so people get them on the 18th? Or, William, will we be shipping these on the 18th?
Well, it really depends on the manufacturer, and we've gotten good news that they're ahead of schedule, so you may actually be able to ship those out a little bit ahead of time. I can't guarantee it right at this point. I've got to wait a little bit further along in production so that I know exactly what the ship date is. But, you know, you guys are getting a special drop shipment right to your location, so you might probably have those a couple of days ahead of everybody else. I don't see any problems in selling them early or shipping them out early or doing any
of that. No, you've always done that. You've got, is it five or six films under your belt?
This is seven.
Seven. So, established filmmaker. First thing you ever did is you contacted me when I was making films of my own and said, hey, I'd like to come work with you. And I said, hey, it's me and my wife and one other guy. Sorry, I don't have the money to hire you. But I'm glad I didn't have the money to hire you, because you're off on your own. That's what we need, is lots of great people out making their own films. And, William, I'm telling you, it's not just that I'm in this film. I think you'd asked me a few times being others, and I was too busy. I'm in this because I didn't have the time to make a FEMA camp film. I advised, I consulted. You just did an incredible job, and you've really knocked it out of the park on this one. All the films were great. I mean, look, folks, Camp FEMA is a real accomplishment. This has got to be seen. I haven't asked you this, though. Where are you about people making copies if they don't sell it? I know I've tried to go buy my own films or sell them on Amazon. We're about to start that, and I can't because people claim they're their films, and so I'm having to now write them letters and say, you can't sell my films on Amazon because they're claiming that they own my films. So you can get into trouble doing that. But what, I mean, how is it going to work? Kind of a blind eye of folks who are handing these out to people? Because I want this film to go supernova on the streets, William.
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, we haven't put it on the website yet, and this is mainly because we just don't have the funds to make the duplications yet. But as soon as we start getting them coming in, we'll be able to offer really inexpensive, you know, Patriot packs where you can get 10 or 100 of these things at a time at a very good discount. And, you know, we hope to kind of go that way, the way Aaron Russo did his release. So I think this will... I think this will probably be the best way. You know, if you get a copy of the DVD, you're welcome to duplicate it for yourself and your immediate family members. That's not a problem at all. Never.
William,
never
I've got a copy of the film coming up. Just start thinking about it now during the break. Tell me so we can play a minute or two clip a couple times. Tell me a good spot. I mean, there's a lot of good spots here. Maybe when we're introducing the modern FEMA camps, a clip or two that we can play of the film for the first time for people here today. But for new listeners who don't know about the FEMA camps, tell folks about your journey, why you made the film. Obviously, Glenn Beck was saying 6 months ago it wasn't real. I know that spurred some of it. What the film covers, what you chronicle in Camp FEMA.
Well, this journey began, you know, over 10 years ago, back when I was, you know, just beginning to start learning about searching on the internet for these type of things, roughly 1995 or 6. And, you know, back then, even then, the information you could find on FEMA camps on the internet, and they weren't called FEMA camps, but, you know, internment camps or concentration camps in America, those types of things were readily available. You know, there was a lot of information on it, but they coincided with a lot of really bad information, like, you know, things that we couldn't necessarily prove, such as they're being shipped with 40,000 guillotines to Air Force bases across the country at underground sites, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And although I don't have, you know, a problem researching those types of things and putting them into a documentary if I can prove them, we couldn't prove any of that stuff. That's why I say there was a million things that we had to whittle down to about 1,000. What's credible? What can we prove? That's why this documentary is so unique, because there's nothing in it that can in any way be disproved and knock a hole in something else. You know, the entire argument that is laid out, when people see this for the first time, they're going to, for the first time, realize that it's no longer an internet rumor. It never has been. All right, but, you know, the whole process of getting here, you know, Gary and I teamed up on this about a year and a half ago, just shooting footage and collecting everything we needed. This is the first time we've had actors in a production. So Gary's niece, Christina Reese, plays our young victim. And I think this is kind of a different emotional catch to this particular documentary, which is why I think a lot of people are going to really get into it. It's the most scary documentary that I've ever made. And not just because of the subject matter, but because of the way we laid it out. We're, you know, obviously trying to set that tone that this is very serious, and we don't let up. You know, we don't even start giving out solutions and things that you can do about this until probably, I'd say, the last 15 or 20 minutes of the documentary. And it really is a journey down the dark side of government and where this is not likely to head, but where this is going, you know, with the legislation that we're talking about that legitimizes these FEMA camps and the mindset of our leaders in Washington showing the legislation that they want to pass that demonizes people like you and me for simply speaking out about government policy. You know, this is the mindset of our leaders.
That's right. You can't just cover FEMA camps. You've got to show all the other legislation, the attacks on free speech, the government saying our number one threat is gun owners and veterans and we need to arrest them. And the police pulling veterans over and Ron Paul supporters. We just had a lady last hour it happened to. And they said, you got a short haircut, Ron Paul sticker, you may be terrorist. The whole Homeland Security system set up for we the people, lying to the good old boys, telling folks it was for Al-Qaeda. So you cover this in the film Camp FEMA, William. It's just amazing. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, it's very up-to-date. People will notice news clips and things in this documentary that may only be a week or two old, simply because, you know, as we were finishing up the documentary, there were several things that broke. The Hal Turner story, for instance, where we were lucky enough to be able to get that in there so that we could show people that the COINTEL operations from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s never really ended. They were just continued under different names. And, you know, the Glenn Beck segment, you know, I don't know. know if you really got a chance to see that or not, but I don't think it was in the first edit that we sent you. But the Glenn Beck segment turned out to be just absolutely hilarious. I mean, it is funny to watch, which is the reason why we had to actually stick it after the credits. So people who get the film and you don't see Glenn Beck in there, you have to wait till the credits finish and then the Glenn Beck segment begins. And we did that mainly because it just totally broke the mood. It just totally broke the spell that we were trying to set for everybody, because you're literally laughing on the floor when you see
it. No, but that's smart, because it's a serious film with all the proof, with congressmen admitting it, with all the documents, all their own admissions, people saying camps are good, not just people exposing camps, and then you cut to Beck lying and saying none of it exists.
Exactly. So,
William Lewis, amazing job. I want to talk about how the film starts, the Japanese, what happened to them. I want to open the phones up, too. We're going to take the calls that have been holding and new callers on this subject at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. It's Camp FEMA with William Lewis, the director.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on
the maker
for a long time.
Of Camp FEMA, William Lewis, is our guest. Now, I know we have anti-federalists, Andrew, Pat, Wayne, Vincent, and others holding. You'll be all over the map, but William Lewis is anti-globalist, anti-New World Order. He researches this stuff, so he can talk about any subject. But you might, while you're at it, want to ask him. I mean, they went to the real FEMA centers. They went and showed the fake FEMA centers. They put a lot of work into this. William can answer a lot of questions, his perspective on camps. You can ask me my perspective. I think I'm probably one of the top experts out there. I've in-depth studied this for a long time. I could even predict how Beck was going to whitewash. So we're fully aware of how these guys operate. But we're going to take some calls right now and then get more into the film of William Lewis coming up. Anti-Federalist from Georgia, you're on the air with our guest, William Lewis. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have a few comments. Unfortunately, nothing specifically FEMA, but I just wanted to throw them out there real quick. The first thing is a great documentary about what's going wrong with the one-child policy in China, and it's called China's Stolen Babies. Also, tonight, I wanted the viewers and the listeners to know there's a special on 9/11 conspiracies on National Geographic at 9.
So yeah, let me just add to that. That, in fact, I had that in my stack, and I took it home. Will you get Jason, because he knows where it is? National Geographic has apologized about their previous film 4 years ago about why the towers collapsed, similar to the Nova special. I think theirs is called Why the Buildings Collapsed, Nova's Why the Towers Collapsed, using fake data about bad steel and fire melting it. They've now changed their story with a new whitewash they're going to unveil tonight, but they've been forced to apologize. But I still have these idiots telling me why the towers collapsed and using their baloney. But go ahead.
No, I'm sure it'll be very interesting to see what they have to say. Also, I just got back from D.C. last week, and, of course, there was a lot of things I could say about my trip, but I did come back with some kind of flu, and I'm happy to say I'm over it. And there are swastikas all over the Federal Reserve Building, all around the, I don't know what you would call it, but the friezes, the stone carvings that outline the building. There's lots of symbols all over there, but swastikas I did find and took some pictures of it. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thanks for your time.
You mean not swastikas put up by citizens, but in the carving with swastikas?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, until 1940, American school children did the Hitler salute. You can Google American school children do Hitler salute at all major high schools. You can show you L.A. high school doing it. And they put the fasci, the symbol of fascism, the bundle of sticks with the hatchet heads in the U.S. Senate. And we were going to go that way with eugenics and everything else. I appreciate your call. William Lewis comments on that.
We didn't go that way. They just figured out a better way to disguise it. And that's all I'll add to that.
Good point. Andrew in Canada, you're on the air with the maker of Camp FEMA.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for just over a year now, and I'd like to thank you for waking me up, first of all. In Canada, it's funny, actually, because Canadians are always apologizing for everything, and I've gotten to the point where I just say apology accepted when they're always apologizing. But I'd like to apologize to everyone out there for not waking up sooner. It's a very traumatic experience to wake up, and I think that should be discussed more, especially, I mean, you know, it's literally like your world is turned upside down, and I'm through it now, and I get it. You were calling earlier. You were saying, oh, who out there, you know, can see the whole thing. I can see this, you know, big machine of eugenics, which, you know, it requires humans. The humans are the gears and the cogs of this big machine, and they can't go forward with any of this unless people, you know, willingly are part of it. And I guess,
and they're racing to put it in place right now because they know their time is short. They know the people are waking up exponentially. But when you really face the horror, you're like, how could I not have been involved? And I had an epiphany a few days ago, and I'm going to hold you over if need be, caller, because I want you to continue to make your point, Andrew, but I want to add this now. I had an epiphany. The elites at the very top are fully conscious. They know the master plan. They know what they're doing. But most of their minions, I mean even senators and people, are compartmentalized and are picked by the system because they'll go along and rationalize and even believe a lot of their own propaganda. And that's the thing, is that it's not just that the good people aren't awake, bad people aren't awake, selfish people aren't awake to just what this world they're creating is. And so all this denial, all this rationalization, all this denying what's going on is destroying human society and our liberties and freedoms. I want to get William Lewis's comment on that statement, then go back to Andrew. When we come back, then Wayne, Vincent, Sam, Virgil, and others. We're talking about FEMA camps for the rest of the show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
For decades, people exposed chemtrails. Scientists tested it. Fish and wildlife people tested it. We've now been flying around the country for an upcoming film interviewing mayors and fish and wildlife people and government scientists and climatologists and weather weapons experts who worked for the federal government. One of them was the head of the Naval Weapons Facility, Naval Weapons Research Laboratory. I mean, the head of it. All of this is real. It's going on. And then they just come out after this and go, yeah, we are spraying barium salts and aluminum dioxide that causes brain damage in all creatures, including not just humans, but reptile and also birds. So the ornithologists should be concerned about that. And then now they just come out and go, yeah, we've been doing tests. All of this was a Department of Energy test, and we're doing it with partners worldwide to manipulate the weather. And we are practicing to knock out different types of weather to create floods and to create droughts. And we're terraforming, and they have government textbooks for school children in the last 3 years have come out where they just, you know, in Missouri and Texas and California teach the kids, the government is spraying sunscreen. That's what those trails are to protect you from global warming. But then all the studies show it actually increases global warming because the ultraviolet just goes right through it and then bounces back up and is captured. It's insane. It's just like these FEMA camps. It's all hidden in plain view. And you wake up to this and you realize you're all part of a giant project with a scientific dictatorship playing God, and you just can't only care about baseball or your church or fishing anymore or whatever it is you're two-stepping at the local bar. I don't know what you do. The point is, we better – I was talking to some pretty high-powered Hollywood people last week when I was in L.A. on a project. And they said, yeah, how do you go back? How do you care about any of this petty stuff anymore once you know about the New World Order? They want to keep you caught up in left and right and black and white and male and female and straight and gay and all these little things they have us fighting over. Meanwhile, or North versus South or Chinese versus America. Meanwhile, the global corporations are playing all of us off against each other. And this is the issue. Everything else is a side issue to the world government and what they're doing. I want to go back to Wayne in Canada to finish the statement he was making, then back to the director of Camp FEMA, William Lewis. Go ahead.
It's Andrew, Alex.
Wayne's next, yeah.
Yeah, doublespeak is, I think it's a huge thing. It's everywhere. I think people really need to learn more to recognize the doublespeak. You know, for example, when the president comes out and says, you know, we are achieving our goals, he's not talking about the American people. He's talking about his cronies, his insiders. You know, he's talking about that team, the elites. And he's just saying it to you as if, you know, people, I guess, are expected to think that they're part of it, but they're obviously not. And it's all over the place. The writing is on the wall. I mean, if you want to know about chemtrails, look up in the air. There's chemtrails.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, the politicians love to say something that's a message to their people, and they write about this in their memoirs, and then has a double meaning for the sheep, for the cattle. They just love that.
They get something out of it. It somehow increases the rush they get from whatever this dark power is. You know, you also talk about solutions, and with regards to the FEMA camps, I actually was... When I did wake up, I was in the middle of making an album, and I ended up changing all sorts of the songs and lyrics around once I had discovered, you know, once I'd went gone down the rabbit hole and discovered this, this sick and twisted vision that's being played out by the elite. And in the second track on the album, which is called Eugene Nixon, I actually say, we got led down to the nice new safe camp to learn all about Eugene Nixon. We got knocked out in the greatest time to be rolling around like a pig in its pen. And, people are being led down, you know, this path thinking that it's all, you know, grand and great. And they have no idea that there's a big, you know, grinder at the end of
absolutely.
The end of the road.
I appreciate your call. Well, more than that, they know something's wrong, but Bush is bad. Obama will fix it. And then now, well, Obama's bad, but only because the evil right-wingers won't let him do what he needs to do. It's their fault. We need to arrest them. I mean, I get hundreds of emails, no exaggeration today. When I look at YouTube in the comments, every third or fourth comment, is you're a racist white pig, you need to be arrested. And you click on their channel, it's a white person. Or I look at local newspapers about the Obama Infowars.com Joker poster contest. And they're saying these racists need to be arrested. They're dangerous. And these people really believe it because MSNBC and CNN have said it is racist to show Obama in a bad light. And so they're under mind control. How do you reach out to them? William Lewis, your comments.
Well, I think that's a very touchy subject. There's really no appropriate way necessarily to handle this other than to just simply judge each president on their merits. And I think that that's what we've got to do. You know, we knew Obama's record before he went into office. I know that you were on your radio program telling people you've got to watch out for this guy. You have the Obama deception out. You know, there was a lot of things going on, but still, all in all, guy got elected. Big surprise. Touchy subject. I think we should judge people on their merits, what they've done. S-31,
but I mean, it's so American. It's so human to criticize the corrupt emperor, the king, the leader. And over again, I have several newscasts. In fact, guys, will you queue up the North Texas? Did I give you that, the latest TV report? Where they're going, I think it's wrong to show our president in a bad light. Thank God we got him taken down before any young people saw them. You know, they're acting like our supporters were posting pornography or something. Again, to call him a socialist, to call him a fascist, it isn't racist just because he's black. Again, they're using that as a political tool is what I'm saying, William.
Sure, I understand. If they feel that way, they're really going to hate Camp FEMA because, we've got an entire segment and they're dedicated to showing how Obama's putting together this youth army, just like we saw put together in Nazi Germany, which, of course, was outlawed at one point because they knew what it was. And then Hitler managed to get it reinstated. Their Hitler youth that eventually became known as, but we're doing
well. That's why in Africa they love 10, 11, 12, 13 year old citizen soldiers because they're wild fighters and think it's all a game and will do whatever they're told.
Well, this is the great thing about getting a hold of young minds. You can train those young minds with all sorts of propaganda and have them do anything that you want. I mean, and how innocent, too. I mean, this was kind of the whole idea of the youth army to begin with. Those will be the spies in your community that will turn people over to the authorities because they did something that they weren't supposed to. As innocent as a paper boy showing up to deliver the paper, see something on your desk that might be, whatever, mailman. I mean, this was a program that was started in the Bush administration where they had mailmen going around and profiling people that they were delivering the mail to. So this is really not anything new. It's just being carried one step further.
Absolutely. We're going to play a select from your film Camp FEMA here in just a few minutes and continue with phone calls into the next hour with Gary Franchi, and you'll stay with us. But since I mentioned it, and I've got a whole bunch of video newscasts, these are coming in, so many of them, I can't even watch it. A huge information war coup in that from Berlin, Germany to Tokyo, Japan, from Moscow, Russia, to major capital cities in Central and South America. I've now been on Ecuadorian TV, other channels. The Obama.
The Joker.
Obama as. Yeah, we're playing a clip there in the background. Let's hold off for a second. Everywhere, this is being covered. And it's not just because it's Infowars.com and Obama as the Joker to catch people's attention. Now our new contest is $1,000 for whoever makes the best poster, period, as long as it has Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on it. Videotapes putting those posters up on YouTube, and I will judge it off the best video about the posters and the poster itself. That's what's fed into the decision of who wins. But it's all about showing people the power of just putting up posters. For a decade or more before 1776, that's what our forebears did. Even if they shut the web down, shut TV off, shut our communications off, which the Pentagon's announcing they are setting up a takeover of the internet to shut down opposition to NORTHCOM and the 400,000 troops they've now announced they plan on putting on the streets. They're trying a hot coup takeover. They've listed veterans and gun owners and landowners as the terrorists. You are being listed as terrorist. This is real. What happened in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and Maoist China and Pol Pot's Cambodia and Fidel Castro's Cuba is now happening. And Obama's new FCC head of, quote, diversity officer says they want to put in Chavez controls here. I mean, they're not playing games. And so make whatever poster you want. Get out there and put it up. Okay? And then send us the video of you posting the poster. Any comments on our whole poster campaign and its success? I did it showing people their power if they'll just take action with a message, with an idea.
Yeah, this is, posters are definitely the way to go, especially if the internet ends up getting shut down. DVDs obviously are a great way to go because people don't have to read. They can just pop it in and watch it. But a poster, you know, if you're clever enough about designing your poster, in, 10 seconds that it takes to read that poster, you can get your entire message across. And I don't know that it's illegal to put them up at this point. I mean, I know that there's certain city...
No, they've tried to create a chilling effect. They've dropped the charges on the teen or never filed them because it blew up in their face. They tried to intimidate, and it didn't work. People put up more, so they backed off in Florida. But no, do it legally and lawfully. Take Hayes County. In fact, that article's out on the desk. Will somebody grab it for me about the hate crime I've committed? It said it's not illegal that Alex Jones's listeners are putting him up in Hayes County, but we need to pass a law to make it illegal. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is continuation of the powers and control that want to shut down opposition to their authority, to their control, and just like we point out in Camp FEMA, these forces that are, controlling our government, it's not Obama and it's not George Bush. You know, there's other people behind the scenes here pulling the strings because we see too many similarities in their toxins and the way they think and the words that they use.
That's right. There's a total congruency. And the National Security Council is the true dictatorship over FEMA, over NORTHCOM, and all presidents are just front men.
Exactly. So, I don't know that it really makes any difference who's in power. The problem that we've got here is that anyone who opposes the administration on anything, I mean, literally we're talking about something as simple as immigration or abortion, things that they've used in the past heavily to divide the Republicans and the Democrats. Now they're coming out and saying any opposition to the administration on these particular topics and probably, a list of a dozen others that we've got listed in the film, then you're going to be considered a potential domestic terrorist. And people, I don't think they understand that. Once you're labeled as a potential domestic terrorist, there's a whole other set of rules that apply to you. And those are the rules, I think, and those are the ones we discussed, that are going to be used to haul those people off to these FEMA camps and contain them, keep them away from the public. The FEMA camp will be your free speech zone. Go there and say what you need to say and you can't leave. And it's a continuation of the same old policies from the past.
And William, this is not your opinion. When they say if your Homeland Security national ID card, now they issue a hemispheric North American ID card, that the TV ads are on television, people are still in denial. If you don't pay your bills, if you have bad credit, they're going to turn the card off. This has been announced. I saw Ridge in 2002 before Homeland Security even got funding. In a congressional round table, four big tables together in a square. And he was explaining it. You're going to have this ID to have a job. You're going to have this ID. There'll be no underground economy, no garage sales allowed, no more roadside sales. Everything's going to be controlled. We're going to have TSA in the streets, at the malls, on the buses, in the trains, checkpoints. The feds are going to take over the local cities through the threat fusion centers, through FEMA. And he was saying how great this was and then now they say no fly list, 1,200,000 and growing on it. Now you'll be a no gun buy list. And they openly are announcing that we'll just say you can't own a gun. No judge, no jury, you're not arrested. And their own Homeland Security documents leaked to us that we put out from good people inside, a federal marshal gave it to us, I'll just leave it at that, says gun owners and veterans are the number one threat to America. It's all for the American people. It was never about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's CIA. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you probably can add a few other things to that list, too. Gun control, Federal Reserve, if you're against the United Nations or North American Union, if you even mention the word New World Order, if you have a problem with your income tax or being radio frequency identified with an RFID chip and tracked, that's a problem for them. If you are against abortion or illegal immigration, you know, those are their main topics.
If you're protesting the Fed, and now they're saying, if you say no to the naked body scanner, don't put your wife and kids in it to scan your naked body, they're going to put you on a no-fly list as a terrorist. I mean, this government is completely rogue and criminal.
Absolutely. And, you know, this all ties into, like you were mentioning before, you know, people who own private property and who believe that their private property rights outweigh any, you know, federal intervention or even states coming in and saying that if you don't pay your taxes, we're going to take that property away from you. Those types of issues. I know that this is really big right now in Kansas City. In fact, we covered the 10th Amendment as part of the conclusion in this documentary as a solution. And what we're talking about, of course, is states' rights. The citizenry going back and electing sheriffs in their communities that they know uphold and stand for the Constitution, and then again getting involved yourself, running for these local offices where politics actually begins. Because if you can affect, you know, if you can influence your local politics, that's where it all begins, and that trickles up to your state, which is where it's supposed to stop. But unfortunately, the feds have found a way to sneak in there and try to withhold, you know, federal aid or funding for whatever reason if you don't sign on to their new legislation or whatever they have in store for you.
And that's it. Yeah, exactly. We've got to say no to the federal government that itself is run by offshore private banks openly, and we've just got to say you're illegitimate, you're criminal, it's over. Your NORTHCOM isn't going to march against us. I mean, have you seen in the AP where they're announcing 400,000 troops to now occupy the U.S.? I mean, this is real, folks. This is real. And no amount of thumb-sucking or denial is going to stop it. Only getting up, getting angry, getting focused, getting Camp FEMA, getting the Obama deception, getting the New World Order, the new film we're also selling at InfoWars.com. A lot of stuff getting announced, a lot of stuff happening right now. Get it all out to everybody. William Lewis is our guest. We're going to play a little five-minute sneak peek of the film on the other side, then go to more of your calls.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors, you may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Deadlines and commitments.
What to leave in, what to leave out.
What to leave out.
We're going to continue with Wayne, Vincent, Sam in the Netherlands, Virgil in Ohio, and others in just a moment. We got William Lewis with us, the maker of Camp FEMA. You can start pre-ordering it today. It's going to be shipping out in the next 15, 16, 17 days or so. The official release date is the 18th of September. I feature heavily in it, consulted on it. This is a great film. This is the truth. This needs to be seen to stop this whole agenda. We need to make this a big film. Let's go ahead and go to a clip here of some of the selects from Camp FEMA. Here it is.
Technology has created a new brand of terrorism. There were persons who, for whatever reason, came to view their home country as the enemy.
The kind of right-wing, religious-based domestic terrorism.
Disturbing news tonight about homegrown terror.
Part of this is a big change in the White House, a new cultural experience, and some of the crazies are coming out of their closet.
Right now, it looks like there is no connection between the men arrested and any known terrorist cell.
Homegrown.
Homegrown, I should say.
Folks, we've got a very serious situation here. I'm holding what is called the right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment. And in it, we talked about the fact that they define pro-lifers as domestic terrorists. They put this in a Department of Homeland Security document, this official assessment, now saying pro-lifers, people that believe in end-time prophecies, people that are opposed to the administration's position on immigration, those of us that are standing up for the sanctity of life and for the sanctity of marriage, all of those are now potential, and this is what they're saying, domestic terrorists.
It's a terrorist next door that could be our bigger threat.
They call people who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe in owning firearms, who believe in serving their country in the military and coming back, who are very concerned about the policies that this nation is embarking on, spending too much money, taxing too much. It's all listed right here. These are the domestic right-wing extremists.
1 million names under the watchful eye of the United States. America's so-called terrorist watch list has hit the record number, according to one of the country's most prominent civil liberties groups.
That's a lot of people to keep track of. They're adding new people all the time.
It's a secret list that you don't know really quite how one gets on, and you don't know how you get off.
They're coming out and profiling huge groups of people. You know, if you voted for a certain political candidate, you should be considered a potential threat. And you couple that with things like the Patriot Act, where if you are a threat in their eyes, you can be held without access to judge, jury, and without access to a lawyer or even to your family. That's very concerning because we've watched our country go through and do this to brown people, you know, overseas. They're rounding up enemy combatants and they're putting them in camps and they are torturing them. That is a fact. We know that.
In Missouri, a new document meant to help Missouri law enforcement agencies identify militia members or domestic terrorists has drawn criticism. The February 20 report called the Modern Militia Movement mentions such red flags as political bumper stickers for third-party candidates, such as Ron Paul, who ran for president, talk of conspiracy theories, such as the plan for a superhighway linking Canada to Mexico, and possession of subversive literature. So the state police in Missouri have been told that if you see a car with a bumper sticker that opposes the so-called creation of North American Union, the silver superhighway, that you are probably following a militia member, that you are following an anti-government radical. If you see a car with a bumper sticker that says Ron Paul for president, you might be dealing with a violent radical, exercise extreme.
All right,
caution.
Head pause. And now they say if you disagree with Obama, you're
America's
a racist.
Number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
Good friends.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the sneak peeks and trailers and all the rest of it up at InfoWars.com. If you want to start pre-ordering, Camp FIBA ships out on or before September 18th. This film, New World Order on DVD, expanded with a bunch of great extras that I'm, of course, in and also consulted on. We're selling it, available at InfoWars.com, discounted out of the gates. And Gary Franchi is joining us coming up in the next segment with the balance of the hour, the producer of Camp FEMA, with the director right now, William Lewis. I want to continue right now with your phone calls. I'm also going to smatter in some other top stories we haven't gotten to yet coming up in this hour. Wayne in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you, Alex? I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to let you know that my wife was listening to your show for the last year and a half, 2 years, and I am now just becoming a believer in the last few months. But she has heard your comment about the government doesn't own the sun yet. Okay? And we both believe that, of course. Now, what she has done is filed an actual document with the government to claim the power of the sun, the energy of the sun. And we have the business number, and now we have the documents for the patent.
Ooh, that's an idea. And then, because you can also sue them over their chemtrailing, that's torturous interference.
Right.
When they try to block the sun out, the science czar says they're doing this and want to expand it. That's hurting your crops. That's hurting your life. That's why they keep the details secret so people have trouble suing them. But I think that's a way to stop them. Let's bring William Lewis up. William, that's an intriguing idea that Wayne has in Canada.
Yeah, I guess the question is whether they would actually let you take out a patent on something like that. What is the patent for? Could you explain that a little more?
Yeah, what is the patent for, sir?
Okay, the patent is not for the sun. It's for the energy from the sun.
Gotcha.
As in to power a solar panel.
Yeah, I think they only let you patent the device itself. You can't patent a naturally occurring thing. Though that's what the GMO companies do. When they alter something, then they claim ownership of it. But it's an intriguing idea. You ought to write it up as an idea, Wayne, just to get people thinking. I think it's a good exercise. Send it to us at writers@infowars.com. Thank you, Wayne. Vincent in Virginia, then Sam and others. Go ahead, Vincent.
Hi, Alex and Mr. Lewis. Thanks for having me on. Down here in Virginia near Old Dominion University campus, where the women are pretty and the Gardasil commercials flourish. I had a couple of questions slash comments for you, Alex, and I had one for William Lewis. I was just wondering, I was on, managed to get on Jason Burmes's show a couple of weeks ago. This is the first time I've been on yours, so it's a real big thing for me right now.
Well, it's big medicine having you. What's, go ahead and make your points.
Well, I was just wanting to know if you had ever, he said he had never seen the movie The Hidden Agenda by G. Edward Griffin. And it's an interview.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. I heard it on Access TV probably 10 years ago.
I'd seen a smattering of your movies. I bought a couple of them. And, you know, it's kind of hard to believe all that stuff without having a background like that. So for anybody who's a skeptic, that's definitely one I would recommend Googling.
Well, G. Edward Griffin is in my new Fall of the Republic film. I mean, Alan Watt. Just the list goes on and on. This film's going to blow people away.
I wish I made more money. I could get more of these movies that you guys put out.
Well, just level. I mean, you can pass the free YouTube clips around. Endgame, Obama Deception's all free in its entirety on YouTube.
Okay. I just had another question for Mr. Lewis.
All right, real fast. When we get back, you can ask that question. Good to hear from you there, Vincent. We'll come back then to Sam in the Netherlands, Virgil in Ohio, then Gary Franchi, the producer of the film. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got about 52 minutes left in this final hour of transmission today. Gary Franchi's on with us. The filmmaker William Lewis is on with us. I want to open the phones up. I had a bunch of callers on from before William got on. Those callers are all now been gone to. I'm going to ask the people holding here, Sam and Virgil and Tony and Abel and others, address questions about the FEMA camps, the martial law, the New World Order, the film camp FEMA to our two guests, please. Then you can bring up some other side issue if you want. But 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to get on board with us. I did want to make two quick announcements. We've got a bunch of Don't Tread on Me Culpepper t-shirts that aren't just the snake on a yellow shirt. Other variants of it are coming in. And those new shirts coming in are going to be limited run. There's going to be, say, 1,500 of all sizes. And when they're gone, they're gone. Same thing with these Obama posters. We took the classic Obama Joker, put fascism, put New World Order, put Infowars.com under it, and also improved on the image by more saturating it, making it look a little bit cleaner. We've got better images of him as the Joker and Bush as the Joker. So those are going to be the only ones that are available in the next few weeks when we sell out of the classic Obama Joker. So it's limited edition. If you want to get your hands on an Infowars.com in the Fed, that's what it says on the back, in the Fed on one shirt. Another shirt says arrest the criminal, stop the criminal. There's some that just say Infowars.com. If you want one of these classic shirts, we're making them special by saying that when they're gone and that's it. So I hope everybody gets them because the media nationally has said it's racist, it's evil, it's bad, and you should be arrested if you put these up on light poles. Though the state attorney general said they're not going to charge the youth who put them up in one area of Florida. Because when they said they were about to arrest him, people put up hundreds of times. I mean, it's all over Florida. The Toronto Star told me Saturday when they called me, they said every road in the city has them. They said, are you behind this? And I said, no, it's my idea. But I said, no. She said, I mean, did you hire hundreds of people? I said, no. People are mad that the media tried to censor them and said they couldn't put this image up. And this is only the beginning. So the Joker thing is out of control. It's awesome. It lets the system know they're not going to silence us with the announcements of how the Pentagon's taking the web over to, quote, shut it down and to, quote, shut alternative blogs down. I mean, it's really happening. The Pentagon themselves say this. You know, they're freaking out in CNET News and the AP. It's much worse than this. The establishment is losing the hearts and minds. They're going to shut the web down. They're going to launch fake cyber attacks against the web and shut it down in the name of its safety. I've been telling you that for 8 months. They're now saying it. They're now getting you ready to accept it. So, go get the Obama Infowars.com posters that are up on Infowars.com in the contest area. Post them. I've gone out and do it. Don't let them chill your free speech. But more importantly, and I'm done plugging this, we have a contest running through Friday. And I may extend it a little bit because I'm still getting videos of people putting up the Obama Joker. And I've gotten hundreds and hundreds. And I mean, it's over 300, Kurt Nemo said. And that was a few days ago, of different ideas for poster art. We're having a contest for the best political poster. Anti-war, anti-vaccine, anti-fluoride, anti-chemtrail. It'll be whoever makes the best poster and on any subject, we'll judge it on what gets the message across the best, not even what issue it is. I'm the judge. That's half of it. The other half is posting it in public and videotaping it and uploading it to YouTube or another major video site and sending it to contest@Infowars.com. That is the contest, not the hundreds and hundreds of posters you're sending us. It needs to be posted in public and videoed. So the message is we're not just putting it up about Obama. A lot of people have made them with Obama and Bush next to each other, saying that, you know, they work for the New World Order. Two sides of the same coin. Very effective. Whatever. It's about showing the establishment that the people can take over the information war if we want to. That is now what's happening. So that said, this is why we need to put up more posters now than ever. Just don't do it on government property, meaning property the slaves can't touch, meaning you pay the money and the government tells you how to live. All over Texas, they've called for my arrest. They called it hate speech. Hays County, it's not illegal. They say it should be made illegal so I can be arrested. It's Spanish TV internationals calling for my arrest. You know, the TV here in the U.S. You've all seen it. We boldly just said, bring it on, First Amendment. They were going to arrest this youth in Florida. The one guy, an Obama supporter, came up and started taking photos saying, I'm reporting you, like a body snatcher. You know, I'm a Nazi. I'm reporting you. You know, I'm going to get you. First Amendment's bad. Putting on a light pole. Obama supporters rip them down everywhere. Put up 10 times more. Here is a local newscast out of Northeast Texas, pretty big town, where they're acting like a murder's been committed or a bank robbery's happened, and they're hyperventilating and freaking out, and, oh, my God, the youth, it's so scary. Yeah, the public schools are pushing Ritalin, Prozac, SWAT teams, drug dogs, teaching people how to be petty and mindless, government brainwashing, dumbing them down. We teach them to respect the local authorities and the president. Thank God we ripped them down before the youth saw them. Oh, yeah, thank God. And then they say it was antiwar.com. You can see the video at the school. It says infowars.com. So I guess they thought they would get me by not showing infowars.com. It isn't about infowars.com. It's about getting everybody to be active and to see the power you have. That's what Gandhi did for 20 plus years in India. That's what I'm doing, is showing you the power you've got to stand up to these parasite trash. We're going to Franchi and everybody in a minute, but I wanted to get to this. Here's the local newscast out of KLTV as we analyze it. Here it is.
Depicting President Obama as the Joker started appearing in Tyler, Texas yesterday. The altered picture of the president was made by a college student and has since gone worldwide via YouTube. Up to 20 posters were put on trees, signs, and windows. The only message was the website address, Infowars.com. That's the online site for a syndicated radio talk show host who offered $1,000 to the person who puts up the most Obama Joker.
Okay, pictures. Let's stop right there.
Some believe the presidential.
The guys had no way to communicate it to me. And that's the old one from 2 weeks ago. The new one, if you see, it says video no longer available. And I think that got linked by Drudge. It probably crashed KLTV's site. But that one talked about how evil and bad it was at the school. So let's go to Gary Franchi. Gary, and again, the producer of Camp FEMA, now available at Infowars.com, and William Lewis. I had you guys hold the last 6-7 minutes through that, because do you concur with what I'm saying, or do you have anything to add, or do you disagree?
No, I'm actually, Alex, thanks for having me on. You know, I'm ready to go out and hit the streets myself. I drove down the street in my town. I saw this beautiful line of trees. I'm like, you know what? Every single tree needs a no vaccine sign. And, you know, I'm ready to go down to Kinko's, print up a whole bunch, and do it myself. So I think it needs to be done.
Absolutely. In fact, I saw a newscast freaking out in Temple about somebody putting up tenpenny.com, the doctor, and saying, you know, vaccines are killing you, and doctors going, don't say that, it's lies. The Gardasil's killed a bunch of people. They admit the flu shot test in Europe. I got it wrong, not the U.S., but in Europe killed some people. I mean, Google, flu vaccine kills in Europe. I mean, it was London Telegraph. So, yeah, they're telling us we can't go out and put something up. We've got to just sit here and accept their propaganda.
No, it's ridiculous. It's you know, it's time for the American people to rise up. And you know, I'm listening to you on this end, and I'm getting fired up. I'm jumping out of my seat, you know. And I hope that everyone else listening is feeling the same way. It's time to stand up. It's time to rise up. You will not find me in a FEMA camp. You will not find me there.
Well, that's the thing about the film you and William have made. It's just amazing because it covers everything. It proves the history of it, how they operate, the police state, the demonization of dissidents that go with it, the COINTELPRO feds. I mean, you guys have knocked it out of the park, Gary.
Alex, I am a God-blessed American citizen, and I will be, I am so fed up with these elitists who are putting presidential candidates, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, listing them as, if I'm a supporter, I'm a violent extremist. Well, what is this country become?
Well, it's an ridiculous attempt. It's an attempt to chill free speech, as you know, and it's an attempt to shut you down and to make everybody scared to have political speech. Just like when they say criticizing Obama is the N-word. I mean, they are brutally trying to silence free speech. William Lewis, comments.
Well, yeah, here we go again. I think that the poster idea is a great idea, what Gary was saying, too, about the no vaccinations. You know, those are some of the issues that are dealt with in the documentary. We try not to get really specific and say that, you know, this is exactly what they're going to do with swine flu, because we've seen this happen before with anthrax and smallpox and, you know, back in 2000 and 2003 when they wanted to vaccinate us then. But this is a very real scenario, and if we go ahead and start educating people through these posters that we can put up in people's neighborhoods or, you know, wherever you want to, that I think is a great way to go. Maybe put a website at the bottom so that they can get some information on it.
Absolutely. I want to continue getting into Camp FEMA, but I do want to go to Vincent in Virginia, Sam in the Netherlands, and others that are holding. But, Gary, I think Camp FEMA is going to really be effective, and that's why I'm asking my listeners to get it, to pre-order it today. It comes out in 2 weeks. And to show it to everybody, have viewing parties. Are you wanting this to be like some of the other films, like Freedom to Fascism, that you're the steward of, that are meant to be virally distributed?
Well, we want them to get out there. We want the people to see them. We want the viewing parties. You know, the film is copyrighted, so we can't produce more films unless people get them. But we're going to provide a bulk system in the future.
Absolutely, and we'll be part of that at InfoWars.com. But they should have viewing parties and show them to everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The word has to get out, Alex.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with Gary Franchi and, of course, William Lewis. I'm Alex Jones.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In fact, I printed this off this weekend and forgot to bring it. Will you guys print me off Wikipedia? And I actually had read this in a book about Benjamin Franklin, so I know it's accurate. I don't just believe what I see on Wikipedia about why we have the Gadsden flag or the symbol of the rattlesnake being one of the first symbols of this country, even before the bald eagle. And I think the founders explained it quite well. Because we're not looking for trouble, but we're not going to your FEMA camps. We're not your slaves. Let's take calls for Gary Franchi, the producer, co-producer with William Lewis, the director of Camp FEMA. Now available first day at Infowars.com. Out of the gates, we have it comboed up with the Obama deception and other films. Let's talk to Vincent in Virginia, then Sam in the Netherlands. Vincent, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I just had one more question for Gary or William or whoever wanted to comment. I have an aunt whose father was a German immigrant during World War II, and when he came over, he was apparently detained by the FBI for 2 or 3 days for questioning, just to make sure he wasn't a Nazi operative or something of that sort.
Oh, that's nothing. They put tens of thousands of German citizens in camps, Japanese, and then they stole the Japanese property in San Francisco and surrounding areas. They were very wealthy, been here in some cases over 150 years. Because, you know, Japan's in the Pacific. I mean, you talk to these guys like talking to an American, and they raped their women, everything else. They put Italian Americans in camps. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what do you find if you're looking at these camps? I can't imagine it's easy to get inside of them to tell that it's made for, supposedly for, say, illegal immigrants or possible terrorists versus American citizens. I mean, how do you tell?
Here's the thing. The Japanese internment camps were not even built when they were rounded up. When I spoke to the internment camp survivor Sam Ozaki, a Japanese-American, you know, born in the United States, okay, just like us, citizen, he was rounded up, bussed off to these camps. But the camps, like I said, they weren't built. They used stadiums, they used, amusement parks, fairgrounds, just large public facilities and held them there while the camps were being constructed. So,
and Gary, that's exactly what I explained to you. If you look at Top Off and NLE exercises, they practice putting you in sports stadiums, putting you in facilities, then they bus groups of you off, and then they make you build the camp you're going to live in.
Exactly. And, you know, the gentleman's asking, what are the specific characteristics of a FEMA camp? Well, you know, hey, next time you drive past your high school, look at the fences. Imagine everyone rounded up inside the fences in your high school stadium, okay? It's as simple as that. We take it a step further. I mean, they were using churches in Chicago to hold German immigrants, you know? They have the actual prison cubes, the concrete pit prison cubes that they can drop in like Legos and build them up overnight. So,
and the feds, I mean, look, this is not our opinion. They admit, and they're setting it up where you're going to want to be in the camp. Like, oh, you're starving. You're not allowed to be homeless now. You've got to live in the camp.
Yeah, so the film breaks it down. Obviously there's the inward facing barbed wire, the guard towers. I mean, these are staples of standard camps that are existing today. But what's most importantly is, you know, they can build these camps overnight within 24 hours.
Look, on record, the feds built the Robert Mueller Airport, and they have a large area designated. I have local news admitting it. I mean, they take facilities that have barbed wire, and that's the camp, and there's guys with machine guns there. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's it. You're saying it right there. The camps, they've taken existing camps from the Clinton administration. When they decommissioned all those military bases, they converted those camps. They've converted countless other locations across the country. The civilian inmate labor program, as Alex was talking with us on the break, there's a lot of characteristics. Check out the film for yourself.
And the federal bill tries to legalize and fund what's already set up. Everything we always said the camps were and how they worked is mirrored in the congressional bill that says the old military bases, barbed wire, local police involved, army running it, a brig, family living areas. This is already happening in plain view.
H.R. 645, right there. Take a look at it.
Meanwhile, Media Matters, just say it don't, you know, it doesn't exist. Stay there. I hope that answered your question, Vincent. Sam, Virgil, Tony, Abel, Jeff, and others, your call's coming up. But first, I want to hear, I've been asking the questions here. I want Gary Franchi and William Lewis just to make any comments they want about their film. Camp FEMA, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
V. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The establishment sees the Republic as a snake. They want to cut the head off of the snake. But in each of us, in each of our hearts, lives the spirit of 1776 and true liberty and virtue and freedom against tyranny. So activate. Get involved in the info war today. Spread the word. We outnumber the enemy 1,000 to 1. But if we stand here idle, we will lose. There's a shot of the Gadsden flag, the Gadsden flag t-shirt we have available that has the Thomas Jefferson quote on the back about the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. The famous yellow flag with the snake on it. The Marine Corps was the first to use it in South Carolina while engaging British ships, in some cases 10-1. It's now demonized by the Department of Homeland Security as a symbol of terrorism. But I wanted to read to you what the founders said in 1754 during the French and Indian War. Franklin published his famous woodcut of a snake cut into 8 sections. It represented the colonies, with New England joined together at the head and the South Carolina as the tail, following their order along the coast under the snake. The message was join or die. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, this was then used early on in the Revolutionary War. So that's when the rattlesnake was first seen. Then it was picked up in 1776 by the Marines, by the Marine Corps. And writing then, as the American Revolution grew closer, the snake began to see more use as a symbol for the colonies. It's the true symbol of America. In 1774, Paul Revere added it to the title of his paper, The Massachusetts Spy, as a snake joined to fight a British dragon. In December of 1775, Benjamin Franklin published an essay in the Pennsylvania Journal under the pseudonym American Gosser. They're doing some audio testing in there today with a new audio system. I don't know if your people are hearing that on air, but it's hard for me to talk with it doing that. I'm going to start over now. Try as hard as I can here. As the American Revolution grew closer, the snake began to see more and more use as a symbol of the colonies. In 1774, Paul Revere added it to the title of his paper, The Massachusetts Spy, as a snake joined to fight a British dragon. In December 1775, Benjamin Franklin published an essay in the Pennsylvania Journal under the pseudonym American Gosser, in which he suggested that the rattlesnake was a good symbol of the American spirit. This is Benjamin Franklin, now known as a terrorist by Homeland Security, literally. I have him on video being demonized by Homeland Security, FEMA. I recollect that her eyes excelled in brightness that of any other animal, and that she has no eyelids. She may therefore be esteemed as an emblem of vigilance. See, eternally awake. She never begins an attack. See, this describes us. This describes me. This describes my spirit. She never begins an attack, nor, once engaged, ever surrenders. She is therefore an emblem of magnanimity and true courage, as if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her, the weapon which nature has furnished her, she conceals in the roof of her mouth, so that to those who are unacquainted with her, she appears to be most defenseless animal. And even when those weapons are shown and extended for her defense, they appear weak and contemptible. But their wounds, however small, are decisive and fatal. Conscience of this, she never wounds till she has been grievously given notice, and generally given notice, even to her enemy, and cautioned him against the danger of treading on her. Was I wrong, sir, in thinking that a strong picture of the temper of the conduct of America? And that's what the Gadsden flag is for all you sickening, degenerate traitors. I was wearing one out in L.A., and people were shrinking in fear because I guess they'd seen it on the news and asking what it was and ooh, what's the shirt? Freedom! All right, I'm going to shut up now and go back. Gary Franchi, William Lewis, you have the floor. Your points about your new film, Camp FEMA.
You know, the film itself, Alex, there's a segment on there, Chuck Baldwin talking about the MIAC report. Okay, I'm standing there, I'm listening to Chuck. You know, this is his, we're getting his feedback on being labeled a practical terrorist. You know, that's in the film. You know, I sat down with an internment camp survivor for 60 minutes as he shared his heart-wrenching story of how he had to only gather up what he could carry with his bare hands and bring into the camp. An American citizen, okay? You know, that's in the film. You know, the evidence is there. You know, the pictures are there. It's all there, Alex. And it's terrifying, but it's true, and the American people need to see it. Anyway, William, take the floor, please. I can't take
it. I think beyond all the legislation that we're talking about and the mindset and the documentation that we show that are, you know, Senate oversight committee hearings and things that, you know, you can't disprove, all these, you know, besides all of this evidence that we've gathered up, there's one thing we haven't talked about, and that's the 2010 census, which is coming up this next year. No one is mentioning the fact that in 1940, the government collected census information from the Census Bureau and used it to profile American citizens and know whether you were 1/6% Japanese American, and if you were 1/6% or higher, you were put into one of these internment camps. So they used census information to know who they wanted to lock up. We've got a 28-page 2010 census coming out this next year, and if you don't answer the questions on it, they say they're going to fine you up to $5,000 for not answering those questions. They've got census takers that are going to have GPS trackers that are going to go door to door within 40 feet of your front door. They're going to take a picture. It's going to send it up to a satellite. They're going to have GPS coordinates to every single front door in America. So they're going to know what you think, exactly where you live. And now we've got legislation showing that people who think the way we do are a danger and a threat to society. So what's the next step? Well, we're looking at it. It's the legislation. It's these things. It's these camps that they're setting up. This is what they want to do with the American people. And I'm not telling you not to answer any questions from the 2000 census taker that comes to your door, but, you know, you have to be your own judge. You have to decide whether you're going to say there's three people living in this house or you're going to sit down and fill out a 28-page form that says whether you own a firearm or not.
And, right? By the way, they've already, phase one, the last year, we would tell people this 8-9 months ago and they didn't believe us. Now it's national news. They come and mark your front door. Phase two is now beginning. They have at least, that we know of, 10 different surveys. One has 10 questions. Another has 49. One of them has over 200 questions. I got the 40-something question one, and this happened in 2000. Now it's happening to my neighbors again. They come to your door and threaten you with a plastic badge. You have a Fifth Amendment. Gary Franchi, you want to tell folks what the Fifth Amendment is?
We have the right to be secure in our persons, in our homes, in our effects. They don't have the right to come up. If we don't want to answer the door, we don't have to answer the door. You know, recent information has been revealed to me that they are considering having a question in the census that says, do you own a firearm or not?
No, that is in there. That was in the news in 2000. One of the census forms says, do you own firearms? No, I actually got it. There's videos of it on the web in 2000. No. It's there, Gary. It's there.
Oh, God. Well,
you understand, though, they have an American Business Forum. They have an American Community Survey. There's 10 of them on their website they admit to. I mean, I got one asking, do you have a low-flush toilet? Do you have stocks and bonds? What are they? And, again, under federal law, they can only ask how many people live here to apportion the number of congressmen your state get. Because, you know, California has the most, Texas second, Florida third, you know, New York fourth. That's all it's for. Not, you know, what stocks and bonds do you have? We have a Fifth Amendment. We don't have to answer the police questions.
It's time. The American people need to rise up. They are rising up. People are going to town hall meetings all across the country. There's a town hall meeting in Skokie, Jan Schakowsky. Everyone, if you're in the Chicago area, go out there and give her hell. We're not going to take this socialist agenda coming down from on high. We are going to preserve and protect the United States of America. Stand up now.
Gary, you were telling me during a break about how Remember in Texas, they said the Lloyd Doggett thing was fake, and then now they have to admit it's not fake. The citizens are mad at the congressman and how they threw the first few women and men out, but then that made everybody else come out. Just like they were trying to arrest people putting up the Obama posters, but now they've had to back off. They realize that we run this country, and if we'll just exercise it, it's over. Gary Franchi, William Lewis. Comments, then we're going to calls.
Alex, you know, that lady that was demonized by the mainstream media, she was demonized because she stood up and held a birth certificate to our congressman. You know what? What that did, that backfired on them. Because when they put that out across the country, when they put that out on all the mainstream media reports, and they demonized her, the good people of America saw that for what it was. And now they're coming out to all the town halls, and she was the example to set. And now everybody else is standing up. That woman is an American hero. That woman is an American hero, and everybody else needs to stand up just like her.
And that's the key, and I want William to comment on this, and we're going to calls from the Netherlands and beyond, is that I've always said the last illusion to fall is that we as patriots are a minority. And as the people put up posters and go to town halls and call into radio and go to city council and do all these things and start websites and all this be heard, if you're heard by one person, that's victory. That now everybody's seeing we're the majority, and the system used to try to demonize us. Now they're not doing that as much because they realize, oh, God, that only angers them because the mind control, the mesmerized trance that people were under is breaking. William Lewis.
Yeah, people keep in mind that this country was born out of political dissent. You know, they may be labeling George Washington and the founders of this country as terrorists, but in the Crown's eye, that's what they were. In the government's eyes, that's what we are. It doesn't make us in the wrong. In fact, I think it's quite an honor these days to be labeled a potential domestic terrorist because it says you're standing up and saying the right thing. So we can't let them intimidate us into not saying the things that need to be said. And this woman, like Gary said, is a hero. We need to all be standing up. We all need to be protesting what's going on in our government and speaking our mind.
Well, I want to say something else, and we are going to calls, and it's this. In 99% of the cases, and I mean, it's literally those type of numbers now, when we hear about somebody putting up an Obama poster, we hear about somebody going to a town hall, or somebody shoots the video of the town hall, or cops come over and say, you can't have that anti-Obama poster, but pro posters are allowed, or somebody gets punched in the face and then stands up, it's my listeners. And I want to tell the listeners of this show, you are the second American Revolution against the offshore banks' tyranny and trying to usurp this country. You are the only resistance. You are wonderful. And it is just such a blessing and such an honor to be able to talk to people like you and to be able to work with all these other great liberty activists and to be the focal point show and to have Media Matters and George Soros attacking me every day. It is such an honor, and I'm trying to live up to that standard. I know I'm not perfect. None of us have all the answers, but we don't have to be perfect. We just got to take action. We know these tyrants are out of control and get the word out. Gentlemen?
Alex, your listeners are a crucial, crucial part of this entire revolution. You know, people are standing up. People have seen your films. They've seen Russo's film. They've, you know, participated in the Ron Paul Revolution. This is the second American Revolution, Alex. I am damn proud to be a part of it. I'm damn proud to be on your team. And if somebody wants to come out and demonize me because I stand up for what's right and for the Constitution, I say bring it. I say bring it with full force because you know what? That's only going to galvanize me to step up. It's going to galvanize the people to step up. And that's what's happening right now. God bless America.
God bless America. And absolutely. And that's what's happening. Is people are realizing they have power. The system, when it attacks myself and Ron Paul and only a few other people nationally now, that shows who the real enemy is. That shows that the whole eye of the New World Order is focused into the heart of its own empire because if it can't keep its slaves in line, it fails, it falls. Sam in the Netherlands, you're on the air with William Lewis, the director and maker, and also his producer, Gary Franchi. Go ahead.
Hi, Gary. I met you before, emailed you in the past. And hi, Alex and William. I would like to just say that my ancestor from South Africa was probably in the first concentration camp. And now there's a concentration camp. It's big. It's called Palestine, Gaza. And Israel created viruses against the Palestinians, also South Africa. What else can I say? Concentration camps are around us. And it's all from Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes, building that first camp in South Africa, stupid Rothschild bootlicker. And what else can I say?
Well, I mean, I want to hear more of what you have to say. You make a great point. Look at South Africa. Look at some of the stuff Israel does. Look at what the Russians would do. They just lock off whole neighborhoods and don't let food and stuff in. And that's what they're saying under quarantine, which they're setting this is the excuse for the feds to train locals to accept the lockdowns of cities, whether it happens or not, is that that's how they work this. That's how this is done. Whole areas of the world are locked down, and they're admitting they're turning all of America into a giant FEMA camp. William Lewis.
Yeah, look, we went to the really cream of the crop when we wanted to ask these kinds of questions. I mean, obviously you're in it. John Stadtmiller's in it. Chuck Baldwin, Michael Badnarik. But, you know, one surprising person that we had in here is Catherine Bleich. She is here in Missouri. She's head of the Liberty Restoration Project. She goes to these MIAC hearings and presents her evidence. I mean, she actually testifies at these things. We have her today at the MIAC hearing in Kansas City entering into evidence the Camp FEMA documentary that these people, since it's been entered into evidence, are going to have to sit down and watch. We're very excited about that. Catherine is really carrying the banner of liberty and freedom here in Missouri. She needs to be supported. We've got Larry Pratt in this thing, Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates, Charlie Meadows, who gets off onto the Agenda 21, 85% reduction in population, that whole agenda. James Lane with We Are Change, Jeffrey Grupp, and of course, our star that we consider our star, Sam Ozaki, who was the U.S. internment camp survivor, who's the guy who actually lived through this once before and is here to give us the warning signs, tell us what to look for, what they did to them, and how we can combat it. And that's where we get into the 10th Amendment. States' rights, like I said, this took place at in Oklahoma City. This was a Freedom 21 conference. We got the cream of the crop talking about this stuff, and I think people are going to be absolutely astounded. They're going to want to get up and take action. These guys present the right things to do.
Beautiful job. We're going to come back, let Sam finish up, then Virgil, Tony, and a few other calls with our guest. It's Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com on DVD right now. Get your order in. Be the first to get it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill?
If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
All right, as much as I love Merle Haggard, we're going to cut him off and go right back to Sam in the Netherlands. Sam, anything else you wanted to add there?
Yes, I have something to say also about like the Second World War with the camps, the 6 million Jews. That's a hoax. And we got to wake up to this, you know? What do you
think? Well, you know, I've actually read the writings of Hitler and studied a lot of stuff, and I know the Russians have gone back on some of the stories they told, but, I mean, Hitler... I mean, you do believe he executed people and ran people into pits and shot them, right? Because that was the Nazis' own writings.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate your call, Sam. Good to hear from you. All these governments set up camps, and I mean, that's really the bottom line here. I mean, these camps are real, being set up here in the United States. And it is true, the British invented camps, actually didn't start in South Africa, though that's when it got modernized. The British invented camps. They had slave camps here in the U.S., prison ship camps. Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a camp. They just starve you to death, so the British invented them. Virgil in Ohio, you're on the air with the makers of the film Camp FEMA. Go ahead, Virgil.
Oh, hello there.
Hey.
I don't know a whole lot about the FEMA camps. I'm just learning. And one, you was talking about an email or a website that I could go on.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for you to listen if you got the radio cranked up and to listen to yourself at the same time.
No, actually, my wife's got the computer on.
Okay, well, I just heard myself, so it must have been, I must be going crazy. Specifically, what website are you asking for?
I'd like to know a little bit more about the FEMA camps. And then the whole purpose of me calling today was I'm calling on behalf of my dad.
Okay.
And I was trying to get people to realize how evil the government's getting to even the people in offices locally, like in the state of Ohio where I live, what they're doing.
What are they doing?
And like the parole board, they're actually stealing men's lives. They're changing what they was put in for. And then giving them more time.
Yeah, I've seen that around the country where they add charges you were never convicted of. Send me a local news article on that. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. Good to hear from you, sir. The film Camp FEMA covers all the documents. I'm in the film going over the documents. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Let me ask Gary Franchi and William Lewis this. Have you seen the clip of Fox radio host Alan Combs saying he doesn't even believe army.mil is a real website? So even when the government's trying to hire camp workers, they're saying it's not real.
That's in the documentary. We found a clever way to introduce people to that. We've got Combs, his own words, on his radio program talking about it, saying that he can't find the army.mil website, and of course at the same time we are, you know, we got a camera on the computer and we're going there physically showing people, yeah, it's real. So yeah, that's covered, and I think people will find that really funny.
See, you did so much in this film. That's another thing I forgot about. You show folks how to Google it, and then you're on the army site hiring people to run the camps. I mean, there's just so much denial going on out there.
Well, I mean, it blew our minds when just a couple of weeks ago we got National Guard posting, you know, job postings for internment camp officers. You know, I called William up. I said, "Oh my God, you got to see this." you know? I mean, the film was practically finished, and then here we get this bombshell dropped on us. I mean,
it's incredible.
Solidified everything even more.
And army.mil is the Army's website, even if Alan Combs says it isn't. Great job, guys. I commend you on a job well done. I'm proud to be a big part of the film, Camp FEMA. Order it right now at InfoWars.com, folks. Thank you so much, gentlemen. I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Great job. You bet. Sorry to all other callers. Get back to you tomorrow. Retransmission with a ton of issues starts now on the audio streams at InfoWars.com and AM and FM stations across the country. Great job, crew. Get the film.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.